And he does a great job again. He just, you know, what's so important to keep your feet moving and make your lean as a running back forward. And he does a good job of that. Has all night. That is Jensen. And a first down.
Sheraton has it first down 10.
They just run the ball so efficiently, and boy, that just makes it hard for you to.
They have enough misdirection and deception, and when they do come at you, you know you're second guessing yourself. So here's the Oxenrider, and he is going to scamper in for a touchdown, a trap play, and I saw that a lot in the first half, guys. And a trap, they bring a guard and they pull it over, and that guard just seals that off, and again, the line play up front, the dance has to be danced at the right pace. Your line and your running back, and that's what I'm talking about. Oxenrider may not be the fanciest. He's not going to do a hula hoop turnaround when he runs, but he plants his foot at the exact moment when the hole opens, and that is a beautiful dance. And unfortunately for Albie, that dance turns into six, and the kick by Chip makes it seven. And for the first time tonight, Sheraton's got a two-score two-possession football game. Albie's going to have to come back out offensively, and why not a special teams play? We'll find out what's in the making here. But Sheraton takes the lead here, 28-14, 7:46 to go. You're listening to Friday Night Lights, Blue Demon Football.
Hi, I'm Darcy Whitlow, and I'm running for the Iowa House of Representatives, District 26. As an AEA employee, I work in your local school districts, and I will advocate for education in Iowa, increased mental health supports, better health care, and workers' rights. I would appreciate your vote on November 5th.
Well, the Chargers, after a special teams play a moment ago, a little different than the special teams plays in the past. A kickoff and a punt returns by Sheraton. This time was a kickoff that was in no man's land, and it was by design. Chip laid that out there perfectly, rolled a little bit, and that short field, and Oxenrider, you give him a short field, and this offense short field, they're going to make you pay, and that's what they did. It's 28-14, 7:46 to go. Let's see if Albie can make a special teams play right here. Deep kick. This one is going to be fielded. Here comes Albie on the return. If they get to the corner here, Irwin trying to get upfield. Lowers the shoulders down the sidelines. Got a man to beat across midfield. Nearly got it turned. Chip with a tackle. Landon Chip comes over. Arnold right there as well. But he gets 100%. I am a complete biased guy because I love my my family and my nephew. But, man, he's another dude. And this team is full of dudes.
They do have a bunch of dudes. Great run by Eli Hilton.
I'm so impressed with Jackson. Eli Hilton, just having a heck of a year.
Yeah, he had a great catch last week in the I-35 game, and he's all over the special teams, on kickoff, kick return, punt return, he's everywhere.
Albie in Sheraton territory. Win, pump fake, looks, he's going to throw it downfield. He throws it up, it's up for grabs, underthrown, tipped it, caught by Pickrell had it momentarily. A tip by the defensive back. Connor Pickrell did not give up on it, nearly brought it in, and it's going to fall to the ground incomplete. Disaster nearly turned into a miracle, and there's a whole lot of yakking by me for an incompletion. 7:29 to go here in the ball game. A 28-14 lead by the Chargers.
I love that play call, though. Get you the too. Ball in your playmakers. Let's
get into that. It's going to be a quarterback, a keeper, left side. Wynn gets across the 45 into the inside the 45 to the 44-yard line. Wynn with a 3 or 4 yard pickup. Again, you got time against you, but you got plenty of time. You're on their side of the field, so you're looking at two more plays here. You got to keep the chains moving. Again, there's not a 14-point play in the playbook. So you just pick it away, and you got plenty of time. Don't panic in anything you're doing. Here comes Wynn again, being pursued. Rolls to the right side. Throws it underneath. It's complete. Chance with it. Chance's helmet comes off, but not before. No, it's not his helmet. That is Gruel's helmet comes off. First down for the Blue Demons. They'll stop the clock, move the chain. Looks like it's a first down. No, what are we doing here?
That should have been a first down.
I mean, I'm not real good at, you know, from this vantage point when the ball's 3 yards beyond the first down marker. There's something they're talking over.
I think Albie's trying to go tempo, and I think the chain gang's having a little trouble.
Well, I don't think it's a chain gang. They had to do their job of waiting. But you're right, the chains needed to move. Win, now, looks to the left side, going to run. Going to set up and go the other way. Plants, throws it downfield. It's up for grabs, and there's a completion. Oh, Pickerel. I'm going to tell you what, folks. You talk about concentration, Jackson Pence.
That was a terrific play by Connor Pickerel in double coverage. Just out-jumped both shirt and defenders, and Albie's got it inside the red zone. Got to punch it in here.
Coach Archer's going to be vying for some basketball time for Pickerel. He climbed the old ladder up there. Albie with the football now inside the 20. Here's a Wynn going to run with it. Tucks it up. Sets it upfield. Inside the 10. Down close to the 5-yard line. It's going to have about 5, 6, 7 yards on that first down carry. Plenty of time here, folks. Almost 9 yards.
And they can still get a first down here inside the 5-yard line. So that's big.
Albie with 3 timeouts. Both team with 3 timeouts. Albie on the march here. 14-28, your score. It's 2 offenses coming to life here. Albie trying to answer. Here's Wynn. Pump fake. Throws a fade pattern to the end zone. Up for grabs. Bobbled up in the air and incomplete right down there in front of the mobile studio. The Jumbotron that we've drug in here tonight. 6:16 to go. Clock stops, Shane.
Love how these Blue Demons are fighting back. You know, they never give up.
Third down and 2 here. Got to get the first down first.
Really need to get a first down here for Albia.
Man in motion. Now it's a straight ahead handoff, and Madison is met in the backfield. It will be a loss on the play. Now, gentlemen, this is a huge, huge fourth down. The loss will mark it back to the 9-yard line. It's going to be fourth down at 4. Albia going to a tight formation. Chance. Going to keep it, try to work up the right side. Sidesteps the defender, fighting forward. Have to get that scrum going. He's going to be short. He's going to be short. And Albie's going to get the turnover downs after marching the ball down the field. A good answer by this offense. But it is going to be a turnover downs. And Sheraton, their defense, bending but not breaking. Now the clock really becomes your enemy. Chargers will be content to run the football. Now they are out of the shadows of their own end zone. You know, I squeeze my safeties. And you squeeze these safeties in. Now he's doing just that. A little confusion in the backfield. We'll talk it over. 14-28, I'll be trailing here. Here's Oxenrider, and he has got a gaping hole, and he's going to gape this thing across the midfield. It's going to be a foot wake. Pickerel giving chase. Selby giving chase. But it is going to be Oxenrider who is going to take this in for an exclamation point touchdown. Touchdown, Sheraton. And did you see the giddy up? Oxenrider broke through that line of scrimmage, and it was a off and running. And Sheraton is going to take a 34-14 lead. And, guys, this game and life changes quickly. About 12 seconds quickly. And as fast as Oxenrider is, it took him a little time to get down that field. And Albie was about to make it a one-score football game, and Sheraton had an answer. Here's Chip's extra point attempt, and it is up, and it is good. 5:50 to go here. 35-14, a lot of time left in the football game, but Albia has got his back against the wall, and we will bring you more Friday Night Lights, the Blue Demon football after a quick timeout. Don't go anywhere.
We're all about giving back to the community we serve. So we're active in organizations that support our kids, like 4-H and FFA, sponsoring events and scholarships. We support local school boards, fairs, and community organizations. You could say our interest in agriculture and the people who make it possible just keeps growing. First Iowa State Bank, your employee-owned community bank. Member FDIC.
Less than 3 minutes ago, we were in a tied football game, gentlemen. I don't know if you know that or not, but that's how quickly this game has turned. Kudos to the Chargers. But they have built a 35-14 lead here.
Seen a lot of Oxenrider tonight.
Yeah, he's got to be he's got to be pushing the 200-yard mark.
Maybe more than that. Yeah, he's had a heck of a game tonight.
Doing it on both sides of the football field, Chip. Little pooch kick, short kick, going to be fielded here. Running up the middle of the field, and Irwin this time is met, and he runs into Kenton Jensen.
Eli Hilton
on the return out to the 32. Well, here we go. Your back's against the wall. What you going to do? You know, your coach right now, you definitely want to see the fight in your team, fight to try to come back. But regardless of the outcome, you want to finish strong, Jackson Pence. Next week, for both these teams, the real season begins.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, I mean, same thing is, you know, if Albie can't pull this one out tonight, you know, they lost to Sheraton last year, too, and they still made the playoffs. So there's a lot left to be played tonight.
These are two good football teams playing tonight, boys. Here's a chance to run it downfield, and complete pick roll on the reception. Stays on his feet somehow, some way. A spin around, turn around, and he falls downfield. All the way inside the 30-yard line. Shane, I have been in the mountains with less twists and turns on a ride like that.
Such a great catch. And then, you know, just the yards after the catch were very hard fought. I think he got an extra 5 yards with two guys on him. So.
Impressive. Here comes the Blue Demons trying to answer. 5:23 to go. Win in the shotgun. Here's a pass, a little screen pass over here. Pickrell splits two defenders, spins around again, picks up 5, 6, 7 yards. Good block there by Selby. Pickrell again, slippery. Good athlete, finds some running room there.
Again, a five on the play.
Hello to my beautiful niece, Reba. Hello, Reba. She said, "You sounded like my dad. What you gonna do?" Where do you think I got that from? Here's a pass underneath. Incomplete.
First pass is incomplete. Intended for Connor Pickrell.
There's some people just worth quoting. Like, bam, pow. Biggie big. Those are all the words out of one of the great poets of our time, Jimmy Summers. Also known as my bigger little brother.
Great interviewer also.
Third down, 5 here. Wynn being pursued. Pressure's on, gets away. Looks underneath, complete, and running with the football, having the first down. Really tremendous job by Wynn of avoiding being tackled. Irwin comes across, and he's going to get the reception. Drake Irwin on the reception.
And it's good for 8 yards.
8 yard pickup. Blue Demon first down. You got to bring some tempo. No panic mode here, but you do have to have some tempo here. Albie once again into Charger territory. Man in motion. Here's a little pitch, running with it, trying to get the corner. Nice block there by Selby on the outside, running hard, fighting for extra yards. Rowan Archer,
the ball carrier.
Really tough run.
Wow, that was a really tough one. I mean, that was a very well-designed play and executed perfectly.
9 yards. Clock rolling under 4 minutes. Second down and one. Albie trailing by 21. 35-14. This was a tied ball game entering into this fourth quarter. Here's Wynn, going to keep it. The push forward. The scrum that looks like it's going to turn into a Blue Team of first down. Inside the five, they're going to give them the first down. First down, goal to go. Clock will start once they set the ball down. Now he's going to have a goal to go here from the four-yard line. Need to score quickly here. Here's a Wynn rolling back, throws it to the end zone, up for grabs, and is it intercepted? And it is. And the Chargers will make another play. An interception, a bend but don't break. I did not. It's the furthest part from where we're at here in Ironman Field in the Tharp Funeral Home press box. But, guys, we talk about Albie's bend but don't break defense, and Sheraton, same thing here. Back-to-back possessions by Albie. They come up short, and kudos to the Chargers defense.
Yeah, the Chargers, they just showed up tonight, and just making plays, great plays on both sides of the ball.
Yeah, and this was a game late into the fourth quarter, too. So, I mean, a lot of credit to Sheraton for coming out in the fourth quarter in a tie ball game and then just kind of making their mark on this game late.
35-14. Hand off and running straight ahead.
Oxenrider.
Stopped
in there by Cooper Bradley.
Well, gentlemen, that young man is going to need a little ice. And everybody that ran into him all night is going to need some, too. He took the punch lots of times, and he's delivered it.
I know we're only three games in, Jason and Shane, but I think it's safe to say Sheraton's going to have a 1,000-yard rush for this season.
Well, not careful. It might happen tonight. Second down and two here. 2:47 to go here in the ball game. Quick handoff. Good job by the defensive front. And you know, Coach Jensen talked about this morning in the Friday morning preview, and you know, it really stood out to me. He talked about that PCM game where, by the way, if you didn't know, Sigourney Kyoto lost the PCM opening game, and they were, and if you look at the scoreboards, they're blown out.
Right.
And he talked about his team, and he said, you know, they made the plays, but we were right there. You know, he was proud of the way his players played. If you're Albie, you're not saying, hey, somehow we played like the Misfits toys on Misfit Island. We Sheraton just made plays, just like right there on fourth down on a short yard.
I mean, the Albie coach is going to look at this game and say, you know, we made some really big plays tonight, and, yep, you know, go off of that. And
I didn't see a thing on script here and said, well, other than the penalties, I think you can take some of those away, and there were some, yeah, that cost us. But tonight, this honestly more about Sheraton doing things just a little bit better. But I've seen two good football teams here tonight. And Dobby's trailing by 21. What do you mean, Coach? Well, I mean, that's what I'm seeing. Here's a handoff right side. And, gentlemen, I've seen these two teams play and come away thinking, well, you know, it was a good game, or whoever won. But you didn't, you'd say, well, one team might be better. I see two good football teams.
A lot of football left. Yep. There's a lot of upside for both these teams this year.
If you're Sheraton, you're a quarter away from being, you know, potentially 3-0, probably.
If you're Sheraton right now, you're thinking about that second half of Davis County. But no, you're not. You're not looking back. Coach Smizer is not looking back, I promise you. Second down here, Sheraton with the football. I'm going to take a knee and run the clock out. And handshaking going on. Both these teams, heck of a football game. Sheraton, here in this fourth quarter, gentlemen, it was a tied football game. And, you know, special teams kind of did turn the tide here. You go to the back of that kickoff that Chip laid out there in that no man's land, rolled to the side. They got the football, and suddenly a one-score game turned into two. Sheraton will take the final knee. And they will continue to be the owners of this rivalry, and a win tonight for Sheraton as the clock rolls to triple zeros. And guys, that's the saddest thing I'm going to see all night, because this ball game's over, and one more game in the book. And I love coming here on Football Friday nights. I love seeing the ambience, these communities coming out and celebrating their kids. Two rich communities that share the 34 corridor. But Sheridan's not going to share the victory tonight. They're going to take the W, and Oxenrider leading the team across the field. And Shane, I don't. If I wouldn't have made it to the midfield stripe if I was Oxenrider, the way he played tonight, every night.
To have that big long run, you know, late in the fourth quarter is just amazing, as hard as he's ran on tonight. And, you know, he's been on about every play on defense, too. So just, wow, what a tough kid.
And Jensen behind him. And Jensen, also, you know, just you can't forget about him.
No.
And that offensive line. We will come back here. We will wrap things up from Ironman Field. It is the war on 34, and it goes the way of the Charger. Looking down there, Coach Smizer and Coach Uper giving hugs. A lot of respect for those guys. Coach Schooley down there. Snook. You know, they have a great staff. Good bunch of guys. And Sheridan, you have a lot to be proud of. Albia, you have a lot to be proud of. I know they're going to get back to work. They're going to be sore tomorrow and a little disappointed. But there's a lot of things that this team is going to be proud of. Let's run down there. And Jackson, do you got Coach Huber coming across here? Do you want to grab him? He's out there. So we'll take that time out. We'll come back here to Ironman Field and wrap things up, and then we'll set you off into the locker room. Locker room show going to be brought to you by Summers Insurance. And a long night here from Ironman Field, late start, and a Sheridan win.
Right now, get $10 off your next $50 purchase when you sign up for a Hy-Vee Perks card. Just sign up and get $10 off your next $50 purchase. With Hy-Vee Perks, you get fuel savers, members-only prices, digital coupons, and rewards. And for a limited time only, new members who sign up for a Hy-Vee Perks card get $10 off their next purchase of $50 or more. Sign up today, in-store, online, or through the Hy-Vee app. It's free and easy. Some restrictions apply.
People tend to describe farmers as steady and hardworking, but we're also the riskiest gamblers out there. As a farmer, my livelihood depends on the weather. That's why I bought farm insurance from Auto Owners Insurance, to protect my equipment, livestock, and everything else. My local agent lives right in my community and is here for me, no matter what.
Visit Summers Insurance in Albia today at summersins.net.
Schedule your tour of Homestead Senior Living today. Homestead provides seniors with the care they need and the respect they deserve, as well as daily meals, engaging activities, housekeeping, and linen services. Homestead Senior Living has locations in Albia, Sheraton, Knoxville, Oskaloosa, and Centerville. Find a Homestead location near you by visiting assistedlivingiowa.com. That's assistedlivingiowa.com.
This is Brandon with Nutrient Ag Solutions in Moravia. We had a great 2024 planting season and look forward to the 2025 season. When it comes to your fall farm management plan, please come and see Todd, Tyler, myself. You will get nothing but the best. Please call or come in and see Amanda in the front office. Mike, Vern, Gage, and Chris are ready to make sure you get a great start on your fall application needs. My team would like to thank our current customers for their support and look forward to helping them succeed. For your fertilizer and seed management plan, please stop in or call 641-724-3355. Nutrient Ag Solutions, helping you lead the field and beyond.
Big night here, war on 34, and it goes the way of Sheridan. We're going to get Coach Huber here in a second, but Jackson Pence down on their post-game Hardee's coaches interview. Down there with Coach Kurt Smizer, victorious tonight.
Coach Smizer, a terrific win for your football team tonight. I'm super impressed with the way your offensive line looked. Talk a little bit about them tonight.
Yeah, we really played really well up front. You know, we thought we were going to be okay. We kind of moved some pieces around. We worked out a lot this week. You know, we knew they were a good defense, but we really thought physically we were better than them up front, and it kind of showed, especially late in the game. You know, our running back special, he's pretty darn good. So, you know, I think he got the school record, and he had over 300 yards rushing. So it's a big deal. Played great up front. Too many mistakes at times because we probably should have punched another one in, but, you know, I thought our kids played really well.
defensively rose to the occasion there in the second half. Albia really threatening deep in Charger territory, but a couple big stops.
It was. You know, our defense, our D-backs, we knew that coming in the year. We got to find some D-backs to tackle. You know, we still missed some tackle, but when they had to net up, they did. They did a nice job getting some stops there. You know, Bosco with a big pick right there to kind of seal the deal. So, you know, just all the whole way around. Special teams were still special. We get this down there to give us a run. So that's kind of been the deal in this series the last few three or four years. So I'm just super impressed. My kids played really hard.
Hey, Jackson, ask Coach Schmeiser if you could.
That's kind of what broke this game open was that fumble recovery on your side of the field. Talk about that. Is I think it was Gibson that jumped on that free ball.
Yeah, you know, Chippy put a really good pooch kick down there, and Gibby went and got it. You know, they kind of fumbled around a little bit, but Gibby had his nose to it and went and got it and fought for it. And we got the ball and then punched it in about two plays. So that was a big turning point in the game. You know, we were just up one touchdown at that time, and then the big run by Brocky. So I can't say enough about our guys up front, and, you know, Brocky ran really well.
Ask about Coach Snook on ask him about Coach Snook and your strength and conditioning, because they were really tough in the second half.
Coach, really impressed with the way you guys are conditioned tonight. Talk a little bit about Coach Snook and all that he's done this offseason with your guys.
Yeah, you know, Coach Snook, Coach Bankston, and Coach Dotts, we started some different stuff this summer. We always lift well, but we did some more stuff out the field, and I think it's paying off. You know, our kids, we got a little tired from our DNs out there, but I thought our line was really strong the whole time. So, you know, it's good. You know, our strength and conditioning program, we had to switch a little bit this year. Hopefully we get that change next year, but, you know, it's helped us. And I think just physically our kids were good up front.
All right. Well, thanks, Coach. Congratulations on the win.
Thanks, guys. Thank you.
That is Jackson Pence down there, and we'll get Coach Huber here in just a moment. We'll take another quick timeout. We'll come back here and wrap things up from Meyerman Field as Coach Huber will be our next guest, and then we'll jump into the locker room show and get you a football Friday night. Some big, big games, Shane Holmes. Some impressive scores coming in. And how about those Bulldogs?
Tell you what, this is impressive. New coach and a new environment over there in Ottumwa, and it's paying off for them.
Quick timeout. Come back, and we'll join up with Coach Huber.
Conley and Price Dumpster Rentals in Albia. Owned and operated by Aaron Conley, Dennis Conley, and Larry Price. Serving all of southern Iowa and northern Missouri. For years, two family-owned businesses have been serving this community, and now they're introducing their newest business. Offering roll-off dumpsters for construction, commercial, and residential. Whether it's small cleanup or a major project, they've got the right dumpster for the job. Conley and Price Dumpster Rentals in Albia. The best price guaranteed.
This is Albia Sports on Thunder Country.
Down on the field on the 45 on Ironman Field is Jackson Pence on our Hardee's post-game coach's interview. Jackson, take it away with Coach Huber.
Coach, tough loss for your team tonight. Really battled there. It was a game really late there in the early fourth quarter. You know, what let it slip away for you guys?
You know, I just think some missed opportunities on our part. There's things we can do to get better. Penalties hurt us on in the game, and then, you know, just missed opportunities. And I think it's stuff we can all learn from. It's nothing major. It's stuff that the guys we can fix this week and understand that, hey, we got to get better at them. And, again, things we can fix. It's all fixable.
Yeah, and I think one positive thing for your offense tonight is you really got the passing game going, and you kind of switched quarterbacks right there before halftime, and then Luke came out in the second half and was really good throwing the ball. You know, what did you see at halftime to get him going?
You know, I just think, you know, talking to Luke and get him settled down into the second half, and our receivers getting them fixed on their routes, I think we had a little trouble with that in the first half as well. But once everyone kind of got settled in, we got in a rhythm in the second half, and we made some adjustments, and it got working for us. But, again, we got to finish those drives.
You know, it's no rest for the weary, Coach. You got Mediapolis coming in next week, a really good football program over there. What's going to be the lesson for your guys going into next week?
You know, I think, again, we got to talk about cleaning up the penalties and stuff and finishing plays and drives. That hurts us, and defensively we got to do some stuff there and make some adjustments and, you know, just get on our tackling too. I mean, Oxenrader's a horse. Hats off to him. He's a great running back, and he's hard to bring down, but we're going to see other good backs this year, so that's just things we got to work on. Again, stuff we can fix. Still proud of the guys. They battled their butts off tonight, and just happy that they finished the game. You know, you see some teams that want to hang their head. Our guys didn't. They kept battling, and that's what you want out of your team.
All right. Well, thanks, Coach. We'll talk to you next week.
Sounds good. Thank you.
That is Jackson Pence on your Hardee's post-game coaches interview. And Jackson walking over here. Guys, we're gonna wrap things up here from Ironman Field and get into the locker room show. And I want to thank our crew. How about Mariah Smith and Nathan Parks? Those views tonight. And the Jumbotron there in the north end zone watching their work. They just brought this whole thing to life.
That very cool Jumbotron wouldn't be worth much without the great views we had. And, boy, great camera work by them and Austin Majors also.
Another shout-out from the officials tonight. I was talking to them as they were walking off the field. They love it over there. They think it's awesome.
Well, a beautiful sight. Austin Majors, I think, a solid 10 miles, I think, up and down those sidelines. I saw Carter Isley had finished that Ironman. I think Austin ran an Ironman tonight. He was all over the field. Hey, very happy Sheraton fan base. And if you're Albia, I know you've got a disappointment. No one wants to lose a rivalry. No one wants to lose a football game. But, Jackson, I'll tell you this, and you heard it from Coach Huber. They just made plays tonight. Sheraton made some plays, and there's some fixing. But all the things that can be fixed are fixable for Albia. And this is a good football team that I'll be throwing out there this year.
Yeah, and that's right. And Coach Huber talked about the penalties. I think sometimes that kind of killed drives tonight, and they weren't able to get first downs when it was third and short. It kind of backed them up to third and long. But we saw this last year. I'll be lost Sheraton after a 2-0 start, and you know they really rallied to go to the playoffs. I mean, there's still a lot on the table left for Albia. They're 2-1. You got a really good Mediapolis team coming in next week, and you know there's no rest for the weary because it's not going to be easy going forward.
No.
District is really, really good.
Now you get a real test next week to Mediapolis, but I really just again, Shane, I watched this game over 30 years nearly, and broadcasting and being up in the press box and some coaching aspect. And tonight I saw a team that outscored the other team. We always see that, but we don't always see two teams. I say, well, both those teams have the makings to have really good football seasons.
Oh, definitely. You know, it's going to be interesting to watch where Sheraton goes this year with a great running game and just so talented offensive line. And on the other hand, Albie showed tonight that they're never out of a game because they have such explosive receivers and great running backs, so an exceptional quarterback. So both teams have a lot to look forward to this year.
Jackson, you asked Coach Smythe, one of your questions was about that offensive line, and I'll tell you, that was impressive. Those boys were dudes up front.
Yeah, I mean, if Sheraton can get that kind of offensive line play for the rest of the season, I mean, there's not a lot of games where they're going to lose with Austin Ryder in the backfield. There were some holes that were big enough for me to run through there tonight. I mean, you know, you give credit to Sheraton's offensive line, you give credit to Brock Austin Ryder, but I think if you're Albie, you just want to just get back to the basics next week because, you know, Mediapolis is going to want to run the ball just like Austin Ryder did tonight. So, you know, there's no worry. You got Coach Odafer as your defensive coordinator. You know, just go back and fix all the mental mistakes that you made tonight, and you're going to have to win next week. A big win.
Mediapolis coming to town. Looking forward to that one, Shane Holmes. Offensively, Albie, you know, I saw the things that I thought I was going to see out of this team. A lot of athleticism, playmakers everywhere around the field.
Oh, definitely. I mean, we're loaded with just exciting players. You know, Chance can throw the ball, he can catch the ball, you know, he can do anything with it. And then, you know, I just liked how they switched it up just to give Sheraton a little different look right before the first of the end of the half.
A lot of contributors, really. Irwin had some plays, Buckingham, a sophomore, had some plays. Pickrell obviously showed that he is a human joystick. Rowan Archer, Matt Selby. I just go up and down the lineup, and I think that's going to make this team very difficult here in District Jackson because you do have so many weapons you can go to.
Yeah, and when you're an opposing team trying to scout Albia, I mean, there's not one person you could key on for, you know, on defense or offense. And there's so many great players up and down this roster, and, you know, I think they're kind of starting to learn that they've got more guys so they don't have to play both ways all the time. I mean, Cooper Bradley played mostly defense tonight, so it keeps them fresh out there. And you know, I'm just really looking forward to how they respond next week. This is the first type of adversity the team has faced, and you know, you got a really good team coming in next week. It's a big week of practice for the Blue Demons, and we're excited to see them play next week.
All right, the Warren 34 belongs to the Chargers. A quick timeout. We're leaving here from Ironman Field for the best producing group in the business. Elon Musk, also known as Brian Carter, back there in the mobile studio. Mariah Smith, Nathan Parks. My good buddy, Yeah, he'd been all over this field. Austin Major and Jackson Pence and Shane Holmes. We'll come back here to your locker room show presented by Summers Insurance, and stay right here.
At Country Roads Meat Market in Centerville, we believe in the power of local. That's why every fresh cut of beef and pork comes straight from the hardworking hands of our local farmers. We're not just a market, we're a community, supporting our local farmers by bringing you the most flavorful meats around. Hosting a gathering? Be sure to try our beef sticks and summer sausage, too. All crafted in-house. When you choose Country Roads Meat Market, you're not just getting top-notch meat, you're supporting the heartbeat of our communities. Country Roads Meat Market. Stop in our store in Centerville and taste the difference that local pride makes.
Hi, this is Joe at Quality Ag Service in Albia and Melrose. Farming is both a way of living and a passion around here. The results our customers get is our number one concern. Whether you need fertilizer, chemicals, seed, or feed, we've got you covered. Not only can we provide the product, but if needed, we can apply it as well. Just give us a call and let us be your hired hand. Quality Ag Service, your hometown ag supplier for all your fertilizer, chemical, seed, and feed needs, serving our entire listening area.
Hi, I'm Anna C. with Sheridan Valley Electric Cooperative in Albia. Cooperatives are owned by the members who use them. CVC was formed over 70 years ago by members just like you who needed electric services. They pulled together to organize your electric cooperative. Today, cooperatives are found in every state of the union and serve approximately 120 million people, nearly half of the population of the United States. CVC serves around 6,000 meters in the city of Albia and rural Appanoose, Davis, Lucas, Marion, Monroe, Wapello, and Wayne counties. To learn more about us, visit cvrec.com.
KIIC's Locker Room Show is on the air. The Locker Room Show is presented by Summers Insurance. Summers Insurance, where they shop and you save. The Locker Room Show breaks down tonight's gridiron contests. Stay tuned as we chat with coaches from darkened football fields, noisy school buses, and jubilant locker rooms. And now, from Football Central, KIIC's Locker Room.
The BCS, the Super Bowl, Final Four, the Cyclones, and local sports. We're Southern Iowa's sports leader, Thunder Country, KIIC.
Welcome back into your locker room, or welcome into the locker room show. Eyes up, boys and girls, because we are getting to business quickly here. Lights are going to be turned off here at Ironman Field. Late edition here of the locker room show. 315 yards. That is the school record for Oxenrider Sheraton. Sheraton will get the victory here in the War on 34, and we'll try to catch Coach Smizer here in the locker room show here in a few minutes. But right now, we got to get after Chena. Some really impressive game tonight. Pella taking on Indianola. Going to be a great game, right? You knew it was going to set up a battle, and Pella's going to be up against the wall, and boy, what a game they got tonight.
Yeah, Andy Knoll's a good team, and get a victory over there. That's a good night.
Let's see if we can get Coach McKinstry on the line, and I think we have him. Coach, first of all, congratulations. A huge, huge win, 24-22. Tell us how this thing broke down, a thriller for you and your football team.
Yeah, thanks, guys. It was an exciting game. I had a homecoming crowd. The stands were packed. You know, we're playing at Central College this year, and it's just a great atmosphere, and we got off to a good start. We had a defensive stop, then we go up 6-0 right away, missed the extra point. And then we got up 12-0, and we went into halftime up 12-0. Our defense has been playing great. We were able to get some big plays from one of our running back, Emmanuel Deers, and then we come out the second half. We received the opening kickoff, and we fumble it, and then the game kind of turned right there and made it 12-7, and then they got the ball back again on us, and it was 12-10, and we held to a field goal. It's a big key, and then we got the ball back, and we had scored on another big run, and went up 18-10, missed the extra point. We didn't make an extra point all night. We missed all four of them, and just different reasons. And Indianola drove down and got it and went for two and make it. It was 18-16. And next thing you know, we drove the ball length of the field, about 2 minutes left, and we scored. We got 24-16, and we missed the extra point again. So then Indianola drove back down and scored with about 31 seconds left. And then we stopped the two-point conversion, and we're able to win 24-22. Big win.
Oh, my goodness, Coach. I hope you got some Pepto-Bismol at home, because if not, you're going to have some ulcers.
You know, there's some truth to that. I was thinking about it. Might need some medication on the sideline or something, some nitro pills for the heart, because it was going pretty fast. And, it was an exciting game, and it makes it even more exciting when you're able to come out with a win.
absolutely. And, you know, there's all kinds of lessons like to be learned in those type of games, but it's a heck of a lot easier as a coach to teach that lesson after a W.
It is. You know, our kids were excited. They competed the whole game. We had opportunities to kind of, you know, like, let Indianola have got the momentum on us a little bit to start the second half. And we had opportunities to, like I said, to kind of cave in, but really don't make it very difficult on ourselves. Our guys had a big hold. The hold of the field goal made it, it was 12-10 rather than it kept them. We kept the lead the whole game. We didn't ever let them get it tied or get the lead, and that was a big factor in that. But you're right. We got lots of room to work on, things that we could do better. And you're right. But you know, it's fun to be able to teach them after a good win like that.
24-22, and the extra point. Nobody get across, and a great win there for Pella. Coach, who do you got next week?
We go to Cedar Rapids Xavier. You know, things don't get any easier.
Nope. Hello, Kettle from the frying pan, right?
Yeah, it's about right. So, you know, Xavier's always really good. So it'll be we go out there this year, so it'll be quite a challenge.
Well, go get you some Tums and some Rolaids, Coach, and find a way to enjoy a thrilling win for you guys, and a really great confidence win for your program over a really good Indianola team.
You hit it on the head there. I think it's been a great confidence builder. I feel like, you know, we played their offensive line was extremely good. That's probably, it may be one of the best ones we'll see all year, and we'll see other really, really good ones. But Indianola's right up with the rest of them, and they were good, and to be able to hold the goal we did and the way that we played, it's really exciting. I'm real proud of our guys because they did a great job.
24-22, your final score, and that was the voice of Coach Jay McKinstry of Pella. And Shane, man, what a character win right there.
Yeah, it really builds confidence. I like how he brought that up. And, you know, they were ahead the whole game, but, boy, they had him breathing right down their neck. So it shows a lot of resilience in his team, and that really helped him going forward.
We're going to take a timeout. We're going to come back. Centerville with a big win tonight. And Sigourney Kyoto. I'm going to keep it a mystery. But I'm just going to say,
a little bit of a teaser.
Never doubt the Cobra. Did it strike again tonight? Well, we'll find out. Coach Jensen will join us here in a few seconds. Coach Kovacevic, all coming your way after a quick timeout.
Hi, this is Katie McDonald, branch manager of People's State Bank and office of South Ottumwa Savings Bank. Are you looking to purchase something new or new to you this year? Come see me for all your lending needs. Looking for a new car or recreational vehicle? We have some great rates. Looking to purchase or refinance your home? We have financing for that too and some of the lowest closing costs around. Come see me on the Albia Square. I would love to finance your next big purchase. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
At Kinetic Edge Physical Therapy, we believe there's an athlete in all of us. Our bodies were made to move. Whether it's on the field or in your backyard, we know you'll feel better if you move better. Everyday tasks and activities can be made easier, and living without pain is possible. We're transforming lives and restoring hope through movement at Kinetic Edge. There's an athlete in all of us. Let us help bring out the athlete in you. Kinetic Edge Physical Therapy.
Phantom Fall Fest is back at Adventureland, taking screams to the extreme with terrifying haunted houses, spine-tingling scare zones, and your favorite Adventureland rides in the dark. Play all day, fright all night at Phantom Fall Fest. Select days through October 27th. There's horror around every corner at Adventureland, the home of Iowa's best chills. Save over 55% on tickets online now.
Welcome back into the locker room, and most locker rooms are cleaned out at this time, Shane, and but there's a lot of buses heading on long bus rides home. You know how you make a bus ride that's really long a lot shorter?
You win.
You get a victory, and that's what Coach Kovacevic and the Centerville Big Red did tonight on the road to Fort Madison, 28-12, the final score there. Coach, welcome in. Congratulations. Run us down to how this ball game transpired tonight for you and the Big Red.
Yeah, thanks. Thanks for having me on, guys. I appreciate it. Yeah, I'm proud of our kids. I'm proud of our effort. I'm proud of our staff. You know, when you come off of two really emotional games and you're on the wrong side of them, you kind of try to get a glimpse of what kind of team you have emotionally. And I thought our guys, after a long bus ride coming over to play a tough, physical, always physical, well-coached Fort Madison team,
and just happy that we could come out with the win tonight. Kind of controlled the line of scrimmage a little bit, kind of how we wanted to. Had a couple guys step up in big spots. We had a couple. Landon McGran went down with an injury about midway through the game, and had a young kid come in, and Mac Murdoch came in and led the offense without a beat and scored enough points. And defense was solid most of the night. Fort Madison has an electric quarterback, a lot like our first two quarterbacks that we played, and I thought we did a lot better job tonight of kind of holding him in check and keeping him from getting finding seams and having a good a really good total offense. The games that he's usually used to, I thought our defense really corralled him and did an excellent job.
Coach McGrant, just a really important part of everything you guys do, and it speaks volumes of your team. And Murdoch to step in, yeah, but the team to rally around, you know. And when things have not been going your way, and then you have that happen, you've pushed all your chips to the table, and you're just ready to walk away. That's a character place for you guys in the program.
It is. I mean, you know, when it first happens, you kind of, you know, you rally around it. But at the end of the day, he's not in the ball game. But I thought our kids did a tremendous job at picking things up and being able to play hard. Makoa Calipone at running back did a really nice job of, you know, kind of stepping up and taking a leadership role and getting a lot of those carries. I thought, like I said, our line of scrimmage, offensive line, defensive line, you know, a lot of those guys are going both ways. And I thought they did a tremendous job and played with great effort, great energy. Like I said, awful proud of the kids tonight.
A little easier bus ride on the way home for Centerville. Big Red 28-12 winners over Fort Madison. Coach, what's on deck for next week?
Yeah, we get back to the friendly confines of Paul Johnson Field, and we open up district play against Clark Indians next week.
Well, the real season begins next week as we get into district, coach, and go get him. And congratulations, really a big win for you guys, and a character win. And you know, we're sort of rooting that McGrand gets healthy quickly, because first of all, he's just an outstanding kid and a real important part of your program.
Appreciate it, guys. Thank you.
Coach Kovacevic, victorious tonight on the Big Red. Big win for them, guys. Really big win. Two emotional, he talked about emotional losses to begin the season against two teams your rivalries with. You got to go on the road and adversity, and then, the cog of everything goes down. A young kid going to come in, Murdoch, and character win.
Yeah, and that's a really big win for Centerville, especially after starting 0-2. And you know, you get back on the winning track, and you got Clark coming in next week, and they had a tough one tonight too. So, you know, Centerville's looking forward to a big week next week.
Yeah, you really don't want to go into district play 0-3. So what a big confidence booster is having a good win. And you lose your star player, and it really shows the team that it is a team sport, and fight together, and you can get through a lot of things.
Well, we are going to take another time out here in the locker room show. We're hoping to catch up with Coach Jared Jensen. How do those Cobras turn out tonight? Well, we'll give you those scores. And you know, no one wants to go into 0-3 into district play, but going 3-0 in the preseason, pretty good stuff, too. Well, we'll find out who's 3-0 at this point when we come back to the locker room show, brought to you by Summers Insurance. Don't even think about it. You've been with us this long. Why would you sleep on us now?
Get a great deal on select Kubota equipment. The BX Series is the number one selling subcompact tractor in the U.S. The versatile lineup is built to help you make the most of your land. Right now, bring home select Kubota equipment for zero down, 0% APR for up to 60 months, plus up to $1,500. Now through September 30th, see us or go to KubotaUSA.com for full disclaimer.
Come see us at Belzer Equipment in Albia, or check out our current inventory at BelzerEquip.com.
The Tharp Funeral Home in Albia has a tradition of serving families in Albia and the surrounding areas. Being locally owned and operated, I'm proud to say that my staff and I were born and raised in this community and are honored to be able to serve the people in our community at their time of need. Let us help you make an informed decision at any time. I'm Richard Tharp. Call Tharp Funeral Home at 932-3129.
We're in the locker room show. Lights about to go out here in the locker room. These fields start to lose their lights as well. And, guys, I'm going to take a look at this big board. And I just want to give a shout. We, you know, we cover great teams, but we got a great team. Think about the production crew back here. And Brian Carter, Elon Musk, Jacob Briggs back at the studio, Austin Major, Mariah Smith, and Nathan Parks making all of this come to life. Let's take a look at this Friday Night Lights big board. Belle Plaine tonight over Morata, 52-13. East Marshall over EBF, 35-0. It was North Mahaska, the Warhawks. Boys and girls, what a win for them. And you called it, Jackson, 69-16. North Mahaska's got a heck of a quarterback.
Oh, man, I just love talking about, I think it's Lucas, and I don't want to butcher his last name, but it's Nunnekoven.
Yeah, Nunnekoven.
Nunnekoven, yeah. He's just a stud for them.
Pella, as we just heard there, 24-22 winners. Centerville, 28-12 over Fort Madison. Grinnell all over Oskaloosa tonight. I did not see that margin coming, 43-0. And then Ottumwa, the Bulldogs, as I teased into the break, 3-0. Ottumwa Bulldogs. And, gentlemen, 62 points tonight on Des Moines Lincoln.
I believe we have a new era of Ottumwa Bulldog football, and it's looking good. The future looks bright.
Congratulations to the Bulldogs. And, you know, our eyes were peeking to the side all night long. The Cobras, you know, they were going on the road, and it's just homecoming against Mid-Prairie. I mean, you know, and when somebody puts you on their homecoming, you know what they're expecting. Although I don't think Mid-Prairie is ever going to discount Sigourney Kyoto. Well, how did the Cobras end up? Well, let's find out. We're going to jump on the phone lines and talk to, I'm certain, a very happy coach, Coach Jared Jensen, Sigourney Kyoto. Coach, run us through tonight.
Whew, well, just happy to get the win, you know. I mean, it was, you know, we came to play, and we played for four quarters, and we won it in the fourth. I mean, that's reality. We got up first 6-0, missed the extra point. You know, scoreless in the first quarter. Second quarter, we scored. They came back and scored, got up 7-6. We went into halftime 7-6. Both defenses played really well. Defensive battle, shut each other down, kind of playing that field position game. And, you know, went into halftime, you know, down one, but, you know, still felt good. We made a few adjustments offensively at halftime there, and came out and really was able to kind of to continue to move the ball, you know, put drives together, move the chains where, you know, we might get a couple first downs the first half, but have to punt. And, we found a way just to wear them down. And, you know, it was a hard hitting game. I mean, there was guys on both sides that were going out, substitutes coming in. And, you know, I think that was the big thing. Our guys that were going in to fill in for injuries and stuff, they were ready to go. And, you know, we were down 14-6 into the fourth. Billy Kindred came up with we put a drive together to score, went for two, you know, got it tied up at 14. And then, the next drive, you know, we forced him to punt. Billy Kindred came through, got the punt block. We got the ball. And I don't even know the 25 maybe. And then, you know, with about, I think, two and a half minutes to go, marched it in, put it on the board, left them about 36 seconds, and, you know, we held strong and finished the game with a win. So there was so much going on during that game, and, you know, just I'm proud of our guys and how they responded. And, you know, going down 14-6 in the third, could have hung our heads, but we kept battling and battling and battling. That's what these guys are built on. They're mentally tough and physically, you know, tough as well. And you know, we outlasted and wore down you know, a really, really talented Mid-Prairie team. I know they're 0-3, but they played three really, really talented teams, and you know, didn't come away with a win, but they were all close. So those guys are right there, and I'm just happy for our guys. This is one of the most more proud wins that you know, I've had in my career.
Coach, congratulations. And the only question I have is, I can't imagine ever being able to keep Lee Crawford without having an ulcer watching that game unfold. And hopefully we had the dump button, because who knows what was coming out of his mouth.
I think everybody was on the edge of their seat. It was honestly really just a really, really good high school football game. I think both teams made plays at times. You know, defenses stepped up when they needed to, and it was kind of just that field position game. Special teams came up huge. I think everybody was on the edge of their seat on both sides of the field.
Coach, congratulations, and once again, you guys take on the best, and you get another W tonight, and I know you're going to need the rest tomorrow, but Coach, congratulations, a big win for you guys.
Hey, thank you, guys, and hey, I'm glad you called out your production team, because you guys do a fantastic job with what you do, so thank you, guys, and go Cobra.
As head coach Jared Jensen, boy, guys, I was watching that game all night long, and Mid Prairie was back against the wall. They're Wilton and Iowa City Regina, homecoming, and you're going on the road to take on that and the character win here for Sigourney Kyoto, and there is not one ounce of surprise.
I think. Mid Prairie was very desperate tonight. They really needed a win, especially going into district play next week. And, you know, Sigourney came out at the end of the game, and they were like, we want this more than you, and they got it done.
Well, we're going to jump on the phone lines, the Warhawks. Shane, I mean, we've been on this bandwagon, and you can kind of see this thing coming. But there was not much mystery tonight. Big win for North Mahaska.
We all had them in our pick'em, and boy, they didn't disappoint, and boy, they didn't just win. They kind of a statement game right there.
Coach Bennett joining us on the phone lines. Coach, first of all, congratulations, and not a lot of Tums needed tonight. You guys took the mystery out of this one, 69-16 over Central Decatur.
Yes, sir. We came out and we played a really good game in all the phases of the game tonight, and really felt that we could dominate the line of scrimmage if we gave our guys the right scheme, and they went out and they answered the call, and our defense has just been all over the place since the start of the season. So giving us short fields on the offensive side of the ball, and we finished off those drives tonight. So really proud of the guys and how they played.
Hey, Coach, this is Jackson Pence. One of the things I've really liked about your team so far this year is your quarterback, Lucas. I don't want to butcher his last name. Is it Nunakovin?
Yes, sir, Lucas Nunakovin.
Yeah, I've really enjoyed watching him play so far. Tell me a little bit about him.
I'll tell you what. Lucas is a kid that's really easy to talk about. Kid's got a heart of a lion, right? And he never quits. Okay, it's uncanny to see in a, you know, 17, 18 year old kid that just doesn't stop, right? He doesn't know when to quit. He's always going to fight for his team, and his teammates trust him with the ball in his hands. And the thing is we're really lucky. This guy's been able to do it for the last 3 years for us. And he took some lumps, you know, his sophomore year and even last year, his junior year. But this year he really is sure of what's going on out there, and commands that huddle like a quarterback should and like a leader should, and is, you know, maybe even a better player on defense. So I could talk about him all the way until we get back to New Shares, to be honest. But the kid has been really impressive so far. Is by far our leader out there on the field.
Well, Coach, huge win for you guys. Who's on the docket for next week as we really start to focus on district play?
We play Martinsdale St. Mary's at home. They're a young team this year. They lost a lot of seniors last year. It felt like we gave one away when we went down to their place in a tight one. I think we lost 22-14 or something like that. It was a really good football game. Turned the ball over twice in the red zone. And just felt like we had one slip away out of our hands. So it's definitely one that we circled on the schedule, and one that our boys really want. So, this one, too, since Decatur was one that we really wanted to kind of get our lick back. And we went out there and did that tonight. So we're going to enjoy it tonight. We're going to be all Martinsdale St. Mary's tomorrow.
Coach, congratulations. Trey Bennett, 69-16. The Warhawks on the path, and they get the W, and we'll be back at it next week. And, of course, you can catch all their games right here on ThunderCountry.tv. Guys, Holmesy, big night.
Fun night.
Sigourney, Kyoto, big win. Centerville, big win. Chargers win the Battle of 34, and we saw two good football teams here in Ironman Field, Jackson Pence.
Yeah, you know, I'm looking forward to how both teams respond next week, and, you know, no rest for the weary.
All right, Shane, you going to join me in the locker room show tomorrow?
I sure am.
All right, we'll be back here in the morning. And thanks to Jacob Briggs, the best producer in all the business, and to all of you making this a part of your football Friday night. You've been listening to Locker Room Show, brought to you by Summers Insurance. Now on to the statewide high school show.
You're at home in the country. Thunder Country, KIIC, Albia, and KIIC HD1.
Are off, but the studio lights here are on. We're firing up the score machine for the fastest 90 minutes of radio in the state.
Caught at the 5, in for a touchdown.
Get ready to hear all the results.
Okay, starting district 1 up north.
In district number 2 tonight.
It's the Iowa High School Scoreboard Show from Radio Iowa, presented by Bex Hybrids. At Bex, we are and will remain farmers at heart. Now, river to river and border to border, here's Tony Adzani, John Martinson, and the ref, Wendell Campbell.
And as always, our executive producer, Mr. Joe Miller, as we welcome you to the Iowa High School Football Scoreboard Show, always powered by Learfield. Week 3 of the Iowa High School football season upon us, 30-plus affiliates across the state, as we will give you all the final scores of all the games and all the classes from Class 5A to Class 8 player each and every Friday night. Our coaches' hotline is brought to you by the Steffes Group at steffesgroup.com, and the rankings used each week are those of Radio Iowa at Radio Iowa. Iowa.com. Well, I thank Kevin Cunningham as well, our score importer, each and every Friday night as he gets us all the finals, and it has been a busy week.
Where are we importing him from? are there tariffs involved?
Here we go.
Where do they come from? If I had my whistle, I would have blown it on that one, but I'm going to let you go.
So we'll replay the down.
And as we go through the scores the first time around, if your game is final, you do not hear it, you can get us on X at Iowa Scoreboard. That's on X at Iowa Scoreboard.
I see that there are some teams tonight actually playing. This is week 3, but there are some teams playing homecoming already tonight. So we'll talk more about that. I'm going to give you my 2 cents worth on that next week. But, boy, there's some smart administrators out there and some smart coaches who want to get these homecoming games out of the way. And I'll go into more of a diatribe on that next Friday night.
Maybe they want to just get all these spirit weeks and everything out of the way. We're into week 3 of school and all the distractions of summertime.
There you go.
Aren't you lucky, though, Wendell? You won't be here next Friday night to listen to this night.
I'm thinking about not being here this Friday night. I know where my car's parked.
Well, as we head into this week's action, thank you to Bud Legg, formerly with the Iowa High School Athletic Association.
Thanks,
he reaches out to me quite a bit. He enjoys our show. We appreciate you listening and helping out. The longest current winning streaks heading into tonight across the state in all the classes, that includes playoffs in the past. In Class 5A, this shocked me. Iowa City High and Ottumwa came into the night with the highest winning streak at 4 games because the big boys were getting beat here early this season. In 4A, Lewis Central at 11. In 3A, that's even surprising, only 3. Atlantic and Grinnell came in with a 3-game winning streak, the best in that class. In 2A, it was Van Meter with 26. More on that later. In 1A, Grundy Center with 28. In Class A, West Hancock at 12. And in Class A player, Bishop Garrigan of Algona with 14. The current longest winning streak for the regular season heading into this week with 20-plus. St. Mary's Remsen, an 8 player, has a 42-game regular season winning streak.
That's
still
not
running.
Including postseason?
No.
Okay.
And in 24 for Grundy Center, that was an A and now in 1A. Those are the longest current regular season winning streaks heading into this week's action.
Recalling back to 8 years ago when we started this show, and it seems like at that time, was it Iowa City, Regina?
Oh, gee.
At that point had won something like 60-some games in a row or something. Yeah. It was something crazy. And Dowling Catholic at that point, too, had run the table 4 or 5 years straight, something crazy like that, too. Well, so it's just crazy to look how, you know, the parity in sports at any level, you know, it comes full circle. You have teams that'll go on massive runs like your Dowlings, like your Harlins, like your Pellas, you know, when from a few years ago. And then now we just have kind of this constant churn, especially in some of these bigger classes, too, which makes for great football. There's been a lot of tight games here this evening, too, a lot of close scores. What'd you say before we started? We three potential number ones?
Three number ones getting beat tonight.
Yes, beat tonight.
100 teams started the night unbeaten. Yeah. I can guarantee you at least 20, I think, are going down at a minimum tonight.
Not a good night for Friday the 13th for some teams. No. Let's put it that way.
By the way, we'll get up to the Bex Player with Heart, posted each week by Todd Kim. This season, Bex is recognizing student athletes who are not just stars in athletics, but players who show heart in school, at work, in their communities, and in the ag industry. Todd Kim will have a report after this first time out, but before we get to our first break, let's get to the scores, and we'll start in the big schools in Class 5A, where last night three games were played. 3A number 10, Bishop Heelan of Sioux City, fell for the first time as they took on Sioux City East, and the Raiders defeated Bishop Heelan 26-7. It was Waukee Northwest rolling over Des Moines Roosevelt 57-13, and Cedar Rapids Washington 36-6 victors over Davenport West. Tonight, the first of the number ones go down. Dowling Catholic falls to 2-1 as Ankeny finally wins their first game, as they have had some scrambles. 23-16, Ankeny over Dowling Catholic. Number 2, Waukee improves to 3-0 with a 52-8 win over Sioux City North. Number 3, Ankeny Centennial and the Jaguars. They defeated number 6 and previously unbeaten Cedar Falls 31-14. Head coach Ryan Pizzetti will join us here shortly here in this first hour of the show. The Johnson Dragons at 1-2 and number 9 rank fall to number 4, West Des Moines Valley tonight, 34-24. And the three-time defending champs, Southeast Polk Rams, they lose again. Cedar Rapids Prairie, 30-20 victors over fifth-rated Southeast Polk. It was seventh-rated Bettendorf improving to 3-0 with a 20-7 win over Urbandale. And eighth-rated Linmar of Marion, they also were 3-0 with a 21-7 win over Cedar Rapids Kennedy. Pleasant Valley defeated number 10 and previously unbeaten Iowa City Liberty, 42-28 tonight. Finishing up in 5A, Council Bluffs Abe Lincoln, 35. Des Moines East 6, the Scarlets fall from the unbeaten. Ottumwa rolls to 3-0 with a 62-21 win over Lincoln. Davenport North, they are now 3-0 with a 28-14 win over Marshalltown. Score just getting reported. Dubuque Hempstead edges Dubuque Senior 16-14. And Iowa City West, they knock off Muscatine 56-20. Let's get the 4A in overtime tonight. A battle of top 10s and unbeaten. And number 1, Lewis Central of Council Bluffs improves to 3-0. With a hard-fought 30-27 overtime victory over ADM of Adel. Number 5, North Polk, 41-8 winners over Webster City, while number 7, Decorah, stays unbeaten with a 28-21 win over Crestwood of Cresco. Battle of top 10s as well. Pella and Indianola, both unbeaten in 4A. Pella, 8th-rated, wins 24-22 over Indianola. Indianola misses a 2-point conversion to tie the game, reported by, who's that, Dave?
Dave Rittman. Okay. My buddy Dave worked that game here this year.
Last name was off my list here. I couldn't read it. All right, continuing on in Class 4A, where we have final scores here so far reported tonight. Two teams that came in winless, surprisingly. One finally gets that first win. Waverly Shawrock defeated Bondurant Farrar 20-6. We have a report on that with Kayway and Matt Ray.
Matt Ray reporting live from Bondurant as 0-2 Bondurant Farrar and 0-2 Waverly Shawrock played. The Gohawks lost to number 3 and number 2 in the state. Bondurant Farrar lost to number 5 in the state. They lost their two games by a total of 4 points. So we had two really good winless teams here tonight, and it was a dogfight early. Both teams were out their starting quarterback. A concussion for Bondurant Farrar, and Wesley Hubbard of Waverly Shawrock has a spleen laceration. So backup QBs come in. Bondurant Farrar picks up a fumble in the first quarter, ends up with 3 points on a Robinson 28-yard field goal. After the first quarter, it was 3-0 Bondurant Farrar. The Gohawks, though, would respond. Backup quarterback Caleb Shipper finds a 52-yard strike to Gavin Stockdale to tie it in. The extra point was no good. It was 6-3. Waverly Shawrock leading. It'd be 6-3 at halftime. through the air, and with 7:01 to go in the game, ball game was called. Bowden Center would get a pick to seal the deal. Gohawks win it 20-6. Caleb Shipper, the backup quarterback, went 6 of 7 through the air for 148 yards and a touchdown. Not a bad backup. Two really good teams, and the Gohawks get their first win of the season. They're 1-2. Bonnerant Farrar is 0-3. I'm Matt Ray reporting for the Iowa High School Football Scoreboard Show.
All right, thank you, Matt, for that. More finals from Class 4A finishing up on the first time around. Boone undefeated, 3-0, 56-0 winners over Des Moines Hoover. Winterset outlasted Carlisle, 28-26. Carroll all over Denison Sleswig, 45-3. Number two in Class 3A Williamsburg, they defeat Clear Creek of Manat of 4A tonight, 21-14. Also tonight, we're involving 4A teams in non-district action. Fort Dodge, 20, Dallas Center Grimes, 17. Harlan in 3A defeated Glenwood, 38-22. Oskaloosa shut out by Grinnell, 43-0. Grinnell again with one of those longer winning streaks in 4A. Lamar's 35-2 winners over Boyden Hull Rock Valley. It was Newton 29, Norwalk 21. Sergeant Bluff Luton out of Class 3A, 49-13 winners over Sioux City West. Spirit Lake, number two ranked in Class 2A, defeated Spencer out of 4A, 41-7. And those are the finals reported. We'll get a report from KUOO Jason Jacobs on that game.
Williamsburg won. That score's a little different, isn't
it? Yeah, I don't think that's a correct one. They did 40, win that one, but
47-7. I want to say.
Okay. Yeah. I'll double check the score on that one.
All right. We'll double check the score. Williamsburg did win, though, so we'll get that score corrected. We'll take a break. We come back. It's time for Beck's Player with Heart, coaches interviews, and again, our great affiliates across the state's reports, including out of Talk Radio in Sioux City, KSCJ AM 1360 and 94.9 FM, KSOU, the voice of Northwest Iowa in Sioux Center, and KICD, your sports information center in Spencer, News Radio 102.5, AM 1240, and Big Country 107.7. Back with more of the Iowa High School Scoreboard Show, and as always, powered by Learfield.
On your way home from the game, watch for deer. More highlights, scores, coaches, affiliate reports, and more next on the Iowa High School Scoreboard Show, presented by Bex Hybrids.
When you think of a healthy relationship, what comes to mind? Is it arguments, secrets, neglecting responsibilities, violence, or stress? These aren't healthy, but can happen with family, friends, and loved ones if alcohol or drug use has taken over their life. If you are experiencing problems in your relationships, take the first step to talk to someone about finding resources or even treatment options. We walk beside you so you're never alone. Call, text, or chat online 24/7 for free at yourlifeiowa.org. A message from Iowa HHS.
At Beck's, we stand up for the things that matter most. Our faith, our independence, and helping farmers succeed. As the largest family-owned seed company in the U.S., we believe in the integrity of remaining an independent family-owned seed company. Since our founding in 1937, we have continued to produce quality products backed by a quality family of employees and dealers dedicated to serving American farmers. And that's something to be proud of. Beck's, founded in faith, forged in America. For more information, visit beckshybrids.com.
Bad behavior has become normalized at interscholastic athletic events. Some fans seem angry. They lack civility toward one another. Some even get aggressive and unruly. Time out! What is going on? This has to stop. Let's not forget, school sports aren't just about winning. And they're definitely not an excuse to take your frustrations out on the official or the opponent. They're about teaching lessons like perseverance, respect, and empathy, so students can learn and grow as people, not just as players. We all have a role to play in setting a good example for our students and teaching them these important values. So fans, it's time to step up your game and behave positively at interscholastic athletic events in Iowa.
This message presented by the IHSAA and the Iowa High School Athletic Directors Association.
All right, folks, let's get started. Parents, thanks for coming. As many of you know, I'm Coach Mather. Tonight I want to talk about the season, of which I only have one expectation, that everybody gets stronger. When I say get stronger, I'm not referring solely to physical strength. Sure, we'll be in the weight room, we'll be running stairs, but we're also going to focus on developing mental toughness and grit. Because those are the characteristics that allow us to achieve greatness both on and off the court. So, how do we develop those things? By getting comfortable with a challenge. By cultivating the confidence necessary to overcome adversity in all forms. That's why I coach. That's my purpose. Every member of this team can lean on me, and I'll teach them how they can lean on themselves and each other.
This message presented by the IHSAA and the Iowa High School Athletic Directors Association.
Now back to the fastest 90 minutes on radio. This is the Iowa High School Scoreboard Show, presented by Beck's Hybrids.
And we welcome everybody listening on the campus radio in Spirit Lake, KUOO 103.9 FM on KYLFM, Mix 101.7 in Storm Lake. And in Waverly, you heard their report already, K-Way, AM 1470 and FM 96.3, K-Way Sports Network. Well, before we get to our Beck's Hybrid player with heart, let's get to a report. We just scored we had the score where Spirit Lake out of Class 3A took on Spencer. Spirit Lake the victor tonight, and here's Jason Jacobs with KUOO.
Spirit Lake defeats Spencer in week three of Iowa high school football 41-7. It was Spirit Lake on the board first with a 50-yard touchdown catch and run by Dylan Stecker with 7:07 to go in the first quarter to make it 7-0 Indians. Later, Stecker catches a 5-yard touchdown pass to make it 14-0, and that was the score at the end of the first quarter. Early second quarter, Spirit Lake finds the end zone, or I should say midway through the second quarter, they find the end zone on a 3-yard touchdown run by quarterback Cade Lunt to make it 21-0. Spencer gets on the board shortly before halftime with a 5-yard touchdown catch by Tommy Lauk. It was 21-7 Spirit Lake at halftime. Indians picked up a couple of field goals in the third quarter, a 23-yard field goal by Will Ditsworth. He added a 32-yard field goal with 35 seconds to go in that third quarter to make it 27-7 Spirit Lake. With 272 yards passing this evening compared to 75 for Spencer. The Tigers had 152 yards on the ground compared to 179 for Spirit Lake. Again, 41-7 Spirit Lake defeats Spencer, and Spirit Lake will enter district play next week hosting Forest City. The Tigers will travel to Sioux Center. For Radio Iowa and KUOO, this is Jason Jacobs on the Iowa High School Scoreboard Show.
All right, thank you very much for that report, Jason. I said 3A for Spirit Lake. That's 2A, so let me correct myself there. Well, it's time each and every week at this time we talk about the Beck's Hybrid player or players with heart. Here's Todd Kim with this week's report.
Beck's is recognizing student athletes that are not just a star in athletics, but also a player that shows heart in school, at work, through the community, and in the ag industry. For Jamison Kramersmeyer of North Iowa High School, his first memory of the farm was when his grandfather taught him how to drive a tractor.
Have a hand clutch, so you got to push it forward to make it go forward, and he was letting me do that, and I pushed it forward a little bit too fast, and he popped a wheelie.
Morgan Brown of Benton Community has not grown up on a farm, but her interest in agriculture began when she took a job on a dairy farm through FFA.
And I just asked my advisor if she knew of any farmers that were looking for workers, and she gave me the contact of my current boss now. And then that's how I started working there on the farm.
Algona's Ace Studer already has his own goat herd, which not only has taught him the value of hard work, but the business side of agriculture.
I learned a lot from, like, the health of goats and stuff. So if they're sick, you know, like, what shots to give them. Or, you know, I would work with our dad with that. He helped a lot with that. And it's just stuff like that. So I just learned what it takes a lot to do for, like, the production and stuff.
Jace Johnson of Linville Sully has been showing pigs since the age of 6. He's a 3-sport athlete who also worked as a pollinator during the summer and says it taught him the value of dedication.
Let's say, one day I just think, I don't have to do this today. It'll be fine if I don't. And in the long run of showing pigs or even, like, being in athletics, you're not going to be able to just gain anything from that if you don't do anything.
Nominate a student athlete by searching Beck's Player with Heart. Now back to the scores.
Thank you, Todd, for that report. Let's get to the Class 3A scores before we take another break, and we'll continue on with 2A through 8 player first time around. We'll do it a second time around. We also will have some coaches' interviews coming up and more affiliate reports. But first, here's Class 3A. Here's John Martinson.
A couple quick shout-outs. My first cousin, Eric Samuelson's listening, I know, in Alexandria, Virginia, and our good friend, Kevin Twait, the athletic director at Iowa Central Community College. I knew him from Buena Vista. He was coach at BVU years and years ago, and also at Iowa Central, now the athletic director. Cooper, right?
Yeah, I got to see him on the field, work a game, Iowa Central and Highland last Saturday. So I got to see him. So shout out to him.
Yeah, thanks, Twitter. All right, let's go. Class 1A, number one in Class 3A. Clear Lake and the Lions, 38-0 over Iowa Falls Alden. Looking for a score again in Algona, Estherville, Lincoln Central. Fourth-ranked Solon, 55-2 over Central DeWitt. Fifth-ranked Independence, 35-8 over Waukon. You've got number two, or number seven, that is, Dubuque Wallard over Clinton and the River Kings from Class 4A, 57-0. Number nine, Mount Vernon goes is a winner over Benton Community, 15-13. A good ball game at Van Horn tonight between the Mustangs and the Bobcats. You've got, and the rest of the 3A scores that we have so far, Charles City, 32-8 over Waterloo East. Also should make note, the game between Union LaPorte City and West Delaware was not played tonight due to a death in the Union School District. A student athlete was killed recently in a mishap. We certainly send our thoughts and condolences to those folks at the Union School District. Other scores tonight, Washington over Burlington, 34-26. Centerville, 16-6 over Fort Madison and the Bloodhounds. Mount Pleasant wins their first game of the year for the Panthers, 33-24 over Class 2A Tipton. So another unbeaten going down tonight. Knoxville over South Tama by a score of 36-6 at the Randy Wilson track. Atlanta goes to 3-0, 21-17 over Green. And Perry goes to 2-1. How about those Blue Jays, 23-6 over Ogden, the 3A scores we have tonight.
Oh, so we've got a report in from KILR, Killer Bee Country. Algona defeats Estherville tonight, 34-12. So we've got that report here this evening. Well, and my favorite, they're all my favorites. It's like having kids, right? But I just like the call letters, Killer Bee Country. I like that one.
The moniker.
So, yeah, the moniker. I like it.
You keep poking the bear.
I'm just saying.
Okay.
It rolls off the tongue.
Roger Jacobson, he's the ref. Wendell Campbell. Yeah. Okay.
All right.
You send those direct to the studio.
We have coaches' interviews coming up, including Ankeny Centennial. Ryan Pizzetti, as the Jaguars defeated Cedar Falls in a battle of unbeaten tonight in 5A. And we thank those listening on KQWC, Q95 in Webster City, in Sioux City, KSCJ AM, News Talk, and in Albia, KIIC, Thunder Country. More of our great affiliates this 2024 Iowa high school football season and the Iowa High School Scoreboard Show. Back with more, and as always, powered by Learfield.
More Shockers, highlights, interviews, and final scores are next on the Iowa High School Scoreboard Show, presented by Bex Hybrids.
At Bex, we stand up for the things that matter most, our faith, our independence, and helping farmers succeed. As the largest family-owned seed company in the U.S., we believe in the integrity of remaining an independent family-owned seed company. Since our founding in 1937, we have continued to produce quality products backed by a quality family of employees and dealers dedicated to serving American farmers. And that's something to be proud of. Bex, founded in faith, forged in America. For more information, visit BexHybrids.com.
Part-time service in the Army National Guard makes it possible for me to be more for the community I call home. My training helps me at work when I lead by example. The Army National Guard has taught me the value of showing respect to those I come in contact with each day. My service also allows me to be there for my community in ways others can't. I help my hometown recover after nature strikes. My service in the Army National Guard allows me to keep my country and those I care about safe from threats. I also work with a network of professionals that help me succeed and accomplish the mission. Plus, the Army National Guard education benefits make getting a higher education a reality. Being an Army National Guard soldier makes living and serving in my community more rewarding every day. Learn how you, too, can live and serve part-time, close to home, by visiting NationalGuard.com.
Sponsored by the Iowa Army National Guard. Aired by the Iowa Broadcasters Association and this station.
All right, folks, let's get started. Parents, thanks for coming. As many of you know, I'm Coach Mather. Tonight I want to talk about the season, of which I only have one expectation. That everybody gets stronger. When I say get stronger, I'm not referring solely to physical strength. Sure, we'll be in the weight room, we'll be running stairs, but we're also going to focus on developing mental toughness and grit, because those are the characteristics that allow us to achieve greatness both on and off the court. So, how do we develop those things? By getting comfortable with a challenge. By cultivating the confidence necessary to overcome adversity in all forms. That's why I coach. That's my purpose. Every member of this team can lean on me. and I'll teach them how they can lean on themselves and each other.
This message presented by the IHSAA and the Iowa High School Athletic Directors Association.
99 counties, 330 teams, and one big scoreboard. Now back to the Iowa High School Scoreboard Show, brought to you by Bex Hybrids. At Bex, we are and will remain farmers at heart.
And welcome back to the Iowa High School Scoreboard Show every Friday night from 10 to 11:30, as always, powered by Learfield, along with Wendell Campbell, John Martinson. I'm Tony Anseni, and our executive producer, Mr. Joe Millage. We've given you the scores from 5A to 3A. 2A's coming up, and with that, the man with the whistle, the ref, Wendell Campbell.
I may need to start blowing that whistle here tonight. All right, let's take a look at Class 2A, where another one of the number ones went down here in Week 3. It took number 6 Humboldt out of Class 3A to defeat a very good Van Meter team. Number 6 Humboldt 3A, 28-21 over your number 1 team in Class 2A here tonight.
That snaps that 26-game winning streak of Van Meter right there.
And it took a good Humboldt team to beat him here tonight. So, but still be watching out for Van Meter here this year in Class 2A. Another 3A team, number 8 in 3A, Nevada. They're defeated tonight by number 4 PCM out of 2A. PCM moves to 3-0, 30-7. Trainer over Clarinda tonight, 20-6. Clarinda was your number 5 team coming in tonight in Class 2A. Let's see. Other ranked, Cherokee, Winstein over Ridgeview. Cherokee number 10 in 2A. They moved to 3-0, 25-13 over Ridgeview out of Class 1A tonight. The rest of scores across Class 2A saw Central Lee over Durant, 21-7. Southeast Valley, 20-13 winner over Clarion Goldfield Dows. North Fayette Valley rolled over Denver tonight, the Mile Wide City, 54-15. Des Moines Christian, they were on a roll. This is a basketball score here, other than they shut out Clark tonight, 85-0. Hudson over Jessup tonight. My buddy Mitch working that one, 35-21. Jessup was looking to go 3-0, but they are defeated tonight by the Pirates of Hudson. Sigourney Kyoto and the Cobras, they get the win tonight, 21-14 over Mid Prairie of Woman. MFL Marmac big over New Hampton, 62-20. Let's see here. Sadell over Colfax Mingo, 30-18. Number 4 Emmitsburg out of Class 1A went on the road to Sheldon tonight, and Scott Nolte with Y100 was there to tell us about it.
The number 4 ranked Emmitsburg Hawks in Class 1A made the road trip to Sheldon, and it was all Emmitsburg from the get-go. The opening drive of the game, Emmitsburg 4 minutes 33 seconds, 9 plays, all rushing plays, scores on a touchdown, led 7-0 early on. They would add another one at the end of the first quarter, 14-0. They eventually led 28-0 at halftime. 5 possessions in the first half for Emmitsburg. They scored on 4 of them. They would score again to open up the second half. They led 35-0. They pulled their starters. Sheldon came back a couple of touchdowns later, 35-14. But Emmitsburg added more in the fourth quarter. Ends up being 56-14. Emmitsburg, a big victory on the road for the Hawks. And for Emmitsburg, 680 yards of total offense, 611 of those on the ground, led by Carson Bach with 211 yards rushing, 2 touchdowns. Quarterback Gavin Swanson, 181 yards rushing, 3 touchdowns, 1 touchdown through the air. Dominating performance tonight for Emmitsburg as they go to 3-0 on the season. They open up district play at East Sac County. For Sheldon, they drop to 2-1. They open up district play at Central Lyon George Little Rock next Friday. It's 56-14 Emmitsburg. That's the final score for Radio Iowa. This is Scott Nolte on the Iowa High School Scoreboard Show.
Thanks for that report, Scott. The rest of the scores in Class 2A saw Unity Christian over Sioux Center 28-14, and Hampton Dumont Cal a field goal better than West Marshall's night 16-13. Those are all finals in Class 2A.
I'm guessing Kevin Twaite's really jumping for joy hearing about the Emmitsburg score. That is the school of which he matriculated, and of course his dad was the outstanding coach Dwayne Twaite back in the day at Emmitsburg for the then state champion Hawks. Okay, let's go to the coach's hotline for the Steffes Group and steffesgroup.com. We're in the winner's circle tonight up in Northwest Iowa. Do a victory lap up there in KSOU country as, boy, number 3 West Lyon put a knock on the noggin of numbers of top ranked in Class 1A OABCIG, 33-7. You talk about legendary coach. He has a football field named after him, does Jay Roseboom. Coach, not surprised who won or lost, but boy, the final score is a little bit of a surprise. Congratulations on the win tonight.
It was a nice win for us. Long road trip, and our guys came ready to play.
33-7. You got off to a quick start, or how did this play out for your West Lyon ball club?
Yeah, we came off to a good start. We took the opening drive down and scored, and were able to hold them to a punt, and then we were able to score again. And so it was a battle all night long. OIBCIG is a really, really good football team. They have great size and speed, and it was a very competitive game all night long.
We're talking to head coach Jay Rosenboom of the West Lyon Wildcats. Coach, looking at your three games so far here this year, you know, the old adage is defense wins championships. Your defense has given up 7 points, 6 points, and 7 points respectively in your first three games. So talk about your senior leadership and the defense for your Wildcats and how they're showing up week in and week out.
Yeah, we're really fortunate. We have a really talented group of seniors that works really hard, and so it pays off on Friday nights when they pay the price in the weight room. They're buying into being 1 of 11 and just doing their job and playing hard and probably just playing for the whole game long.
Yeah, as I say, your schedule, you only have Unity Christian, Hall Western Christian. There's really, it's just a,
There's no football in North. Hey, Coach, one thing about taking the lead in your ball games, from watching the tradition at West Lyon, you guys can grind it out and take so much time off the clock, too. When teams fall behind you, they're in big trouble. Sure, that's happened tonight.
Yeah, sometimes it's a great offense. It's a really good defense, and our offensive line did a good job of taking care of a great job of scratching riches and moving the ball.
All right. Well, Coach, thanks for joining us. Congratulations on the win, and have a good bus ride back to Northwest Iowa.
Yeah, thanks a lot.
Thank you, Coach Jay Rosenboom, in the winner's circle with us tonight on the Coach's Hotline for the Steffens Group, selling land and equipment for 65 years. The Steffens Group is one of the nation's fastest-growing auction companies with locations all throughout the Midwest and Rocky Mountain region. Visit them at steffensgroup.com.
Score alert.
We got an alert out of 2A. Sheraton moves to 2-1 on the season with a 35-14 defeat of the Blue Demons in Albia here tonight. And Oxenrider for Sheraton, 7 touchdowns on the season so far. So having a great year there for Sheraton and the Chargers.
Another score alert in Class 4A. Battle of Top 10s. 9th rated Epworth, Weston Dubuque, Hans Xavier. Number 3 rated Cedar Rapids. Their first loss of the year tonight, 21-17.
Okay, I'll rock and roll through the rest of the 1A scores here. Number 2, Grundy Center 40-7 over Pella Christian to go to 3-0. Third ranked Wilton of the Beavers 38-10 over Comanche. And that was Comanche in Class 2A. Osage and the Green Devils falling to number 5 Dyke New Hartford by a score of 35-6. You had number 6 Regina of Iowa City 31-21 over Mediapolis. Number 7 South Hardinall over Abilene and Parkersburg 56-7. Number 8 AHSTW falling to number 6 ranked Carroll Kemper 41-33. 8th ranked Roland Story getting back on the win track 56-0 over South Hamilton. You've got number 9 Hinton the Blackhawks 47-7 over Akron Westfield. Davis County 69-6 over Cardinal of Eldon. Garner Hayfield Ventura falling to Central Springs 20-14. It was Forest City 47-14 over Eagle Grove. East Marshall is celebrating like it's 1995, their best start since 95. 35-0 over Eddyville Blakesburg Fremont. Good job for the Mustangs. Congratulations, Coach Greg Lee, on the great start. East Sac County 42-0 over Missouri Valley. Pleasantville has Linville Sully, their first loss, 34-24 tonight for Coach Mac Jorth and the Trojans. Other scores tonight, Shenandoah over Nottoway Valley by a score of 55-14. You've got Sioux Central of Sioux Rapids over Lawton Bronson, 20-10. Also tonight, Grandview Christian, 40-22 over Southwest Valley. It was Underwood 40-14 over Council Bluffs Lewis Central. Sumner Fredericksburg winning by forfeiture over Olwine tonight. West Branch 49-7 over Waterloo Columbus. You've got Red Oak defeating West Central of Stewart 30-22. An overtime win tonight for Central Lyon George Little Rock 35-29 over West Sioux of Hay-Warden. And Hall Western Christian 35-0 over Pocahontas area. Those are the scores we have in Class 1A.
And one that was missed there, South Hardin over Appling and Parkersburg. That final was 56-7. Oh, you did get it? Okay, I thought I missed it. I'm sorry.
All right. That's all right.
My fault. Well, we've gone through 5A to Class 1A.
After further review, we got that one twice.
Okay. Well, now everybody knows.
Now everybody knows.
A and A player coming up. We'll take a break. We'll come back with more of the Iowa High School Scoreboard Show every Friday night from 10 to 11:30 with all the scores from all the classes, affiliate reports, and coaches' interviews, including in hometown radio in Algona, KLGA. Thanks for listening. KSWI, Southwest Iowa's Classic Rock in Atlantic, and in Audubon, KSOM. All the best country. More of our great affiliates as we continue on with the Iowa High School Scoreboard Show. As always, we'll be right back and powered by Learfield.
From West Union to East Marshall, from North Liberty to South Tama, we've got more coming up on the Iowa High School Scoreboard Show, brought to you by Bex Hybrids. At Bex, we are and will remain farmers at heart.
At Bex, we believe that true champions are not just made on the field, but also in the heart. The Bex Player with Heart Scholarship celebrates high school student-athletes who show dedication, teamwork, and leadership, both in sports and in their communities. We're honoring those who go above and beyond, demonstrating passion, perseverance, and a commitment to making a difference. Nominate a high school student-athlete by searching Bex Player with Heart.
When you think of a healthy relationship, what comes to mind? Is it arguments, secrets, neglecting responsibilities, violence, or stress? These aren't healthy, but can happen with family, friends, and loved ones if alcohol or drug use has taken over their life. If you are experiencing problems in your relationships, take the first step to talk to someone about finding resources or even treatment options. We walk beside you so you are never alone. Call, text, or chat online 24/7 for free at yourlifeiowa.org. A message from Iowa HHS.
Attention high school sports fans, are you an armchair official? You know, the parent or fan who constantly yells at the referees and loves to let everyone know just how bad you think they are. Well, if you think you could do better, then get in the game and prove it. It's time for you to suit up and make the calls where they actually count. Every sport in Iowa needs more officials. Sign up today at highschoolofficials.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Anita Chandra with today's tip for kids from the American Academy of Pediatrics. Helmets are important for every bike ride, no matter how short. Did you know helmets are also important to wear when skateboarding, inline skating, or riding a scooter? A helmet can protect against a skull fracture or other facial injuries. Look for a helmet that fits correctly and that's certified for safety. Make sure you and your child wear a helmet every time. For more, visit healthychildren.org or talk with your pediatrician.
Have you noticed bad behavior has become normalized at interscholastic athletic events? Some fans seem angry. They lack civility toward one another. Some even get aggressive and unruly. Time out! What is going on? This has to stop. Let's not forget, school sports aren't just about winning. And they're definitely not an excuse to take your frustrations out on the official or the opponent. They're about teaching lessons like perseverance, respect, and empathy, so students can learn and grow as people, not just as players. We all have a role to play in setting a good example for our students and teaching them these important values. So fans, it's time to step up your game and behave positively at interscholastic athletic events in Iowa.
This message presented by the IHSAA and the Iowa High School Athletic Directors Association.
From week one, all the way to the playoffs, no one covers the boys of fall better. This is the Iowa High School Scoreboard Show, presented by Bex Hybrids.
All right, along with Wendell Campbell, John Martinson, I'm Tony Asceni, Joe Millage, our executive producer, and we thank those listening in Boone, where we believe in Boone, KWBG AM 1590 and 101.5 FM, and in Cherokee, they play the classic hits of the 70s, 80s, and 90s, KCHE AM and FM.
Bud Legg listens in Boone, probably. Yeah. KBGG doesn't, that's his...
His home station.
Well, that's where the association was born.
I think he lives at Ames.
He lives in southeast, he grew up in southeast Iowa. little small town. I'll get it in my head here in a minute. Well, I'm having a brain fart.
They might name that station after him. Though.
Welcome
B-G-G.
To the Iowa, Iowa Bud Leg Legacy Foundation.
There you go.
Scoreboard show.
Yeah. Coach, and of course, he was AD at Ames, and of course, the coach at South Hamilton.
I'm going to throw a flag here and just send it over to the ref. Wendell Campbell, let's get Class A scores.
After further review, let's just keep moving on. We had district play tonight in Class A, so let's start in District 1. That was up in Northwest Iowa here. MMCRU big over Hartley Melvin Sanborn 44-0. Galen Catholic over Alta Aurelia 35-6. And Sibley Ocheden over South O'Brien 28-22. Moving to District 2, two good teams here and a good matchup this evening. Two 2-0 teams, number 3 West Hancock and number 5 St. Ansgar. And West Hancock tonight gets the win by 1.21-20 there. They moved to 3-0 on the season. It was Newman Catholic 30-14 over Lake Mills. North Butler Green 36-14 over West Fork. Moving to District 3, saw number 7 Nashua Plainfield move to 3-0, 41-20 over the Comets, right? Of BCLUW?
Yes.
I got that one right.
You got it.
North Tama over AGWSR 38-9, and Wapsie Valley over South Winneshiek 35-14. District 4 saw number 8 Starmont defeated tonight as they were looking to go 3-0. North Lintroy Mills gets the win 14-0, and they move to 3-0 here in Week 3 of the season. Clayton Ridge Guttenberg 34-20 over Postville, and Bellevue over North Cedar 48-6 in District 4. Moving to District 5, saw number 4 Lisbon 3-0 now with a 49-6 defeat of Columbus Community. Let's see, Wapello over Loiza Muscatine 38-0, and Highland Riverside shuts out Van Buren County 13-0. Two field goals in that one. Me and John were listening to that one in the radio on the car on the ride down here tonight. District 6 saw number 6 Madrid defeat Mount Air and the Raiders 28-6. Mount Air coming out of 1A in a non-district game there. Let's see. Linville Sully, we had that final in the 1A scores. Pleasantville won that one tonight. It was Wayne of Corden over Martinsdale St. Mary, 44-8. North Mahaska big over Central Decatur Leon, 69-16. District 7 saw number 2 ACGC, 42-11 over Panorama. Let's jump back to District 5. A score just got entered in there. Thank you, Kevin Cunningham, for taking care of that. Number 10 Pekin moves to 3-0 in the season, 54-10 over Danville. So those are all District 5. Jumping back down to District 7, saw number 2 ACGC over Panorama tonight, 42-11. Number 9 IKM moves to 3-0 in the season, 40-18 over Earlham. And Riverside of Oakland, 34-21 winners over South Central Calhoun. And the last final in Class A tonight, District 8, number 1 Woodbury Central moves to 3-0, 47-14 over Logan Magnolia. Westwood Sloan, 35-14 over Kingsley Pearson. And Tri-Center Neola, 56-6. Those are all finals in Class A.
You want to go ahead and get to Class A players?
Hey, you know
well?
What? Let's just go to
let's
A
go
player.
Ahead. Let's go to A player.
A player also a handful of non-district games, but mostly district matchups here tonight in Class A player. District 1 saw number 4 Remsen St. Mary's move to 3-0, 49-8 over West Bend Mallard. Booyer Valley over West Harrison, 53-0. Woodbine rolls big over Newell Fonda, 72-6. And then Arweva, the Rockets over Sweetland Christian, 42-0 here tonight. District 2 saw number 1 team in Class A player Bishop Garrigan move to 3-0, 56-7. Over North Iowa, and Harris Lake Park over Northwood Kensett, 35-25. District 3 had one game on Thursday, and that's where number 5 Don Bosco of Gilbertville, 55-7 over Riceville. Central Alcater, 58-31 over Tripola. That game was tonight, and non-district out of District 3 there. Turkey Valley Jackson Junction rolls big over West Central Maynard, 60-0, and Key High Lansing, 57-0 over Waterloo Christian. District 4, and that's where the Battle of the Villes tonight, as James Gainesville took on Clarksville. We had Kay Way and Taylor Nitz reporting on this one here tonight.
It was a battle of the Villes tonight in the K-Way game of the week as the Janesville Wildcats played host to the Clarksville Indians. The Wildcats had won their first two games of the year by an average of 50 points. Clarksville, after losing a week zero game to Belle Plaine, had won their next two games by an average of more than 40 points. Both teams could put some points on the board. However, it'd be just one of them scoring most of the points tonight, and that would be the Janesville Wildcats. They ultimately would win this one 64-12, the final in this one. And Janesville quarterback Dane Appleby does not throw the ball a ton, but he's very dangerous running the ball. He had 4 touchdown runs on the night. He did throw it a little bit, threw a touchdown pass to Dawson Graham in this game. And Dawson Graham also had a great game. He had that touchdown catch, also had a touchdown run, and he also returned a kick for a touchdown as well. Clarksville, they got a touchdown run early in the game from Kaven Keelman. late. They got a kickoff return for a touchdown as well from Sam Hoojer, but not nearly enough as the Janesville Wildcats get a big win here tonight. 64-12, the final in this one. Reporting for K-Way Radio, I'm Taylor Nitz.
Thanks, Taylor, for that. And hopefully Clarksville got the last train back home.
To Clarksville.
Anybody get the last train? Hopefully they get back home here tonight.
You at the station.
District 4, another final here. Gladbrook-Rhinebeck rolled big over Meskwaski Settlement, 88-0. I got to stop those because I can't let John sing us the next break. District 5, that's a good one here. A total of 101 points scored between Calamus Wheatland and HLV. But Calamus Wheatland, 1 point better tonight, 51-50 over the Warriors. And Kevin Smith up there at HLV Tri-County. Other finals in District 5, Edgeworth Colesburg over Central City, 52-50, moving to District 6, and that's where number 8, Winfield Mount Union, was defeated tonight by the Warriors of Waco, 40-24. District 7 saw Murray over Twin Cedars, 52-20. Montezuma big over Melcher Dallas, 86-0, and Belle Plaine moves to 3-0 in the season, 52-13 over Moravia and the Mohawks. District 8, great matchup here today. Talked to my friend Susan down in Bedford, and they were looking forward to going on the road to Lenox. Lenox got all they wanted of Bedford tonight, 42-14. Lenox wins it and moves to 3-0 in the season over Bedford. Lamoni big over Mormon Trail, 64-8. District 9 saw number 6 Audubon and the Wheelers roll all over Exira Elkhorn Kimbleton, 72-0. Collins Maxwell over Coon Rapids Baird, 28-20. And Glenn Ralston, 34-30 over the Royals of Colonesco. Finally, in District 10, saw number 10 Cama Veneta, 66-24 winners over East Mills. Sydney big over Griswold, 44-24. In Fremont Mills, 60-22 over Stan Essex. Those are all final and Class 8 player tonight.
All right, we went through all the classes one time over. We'll do it again. We have more coaches' interviews coming up and more affiliate reports as well here on Week 3 of the Iowa High School Football Scoreboard Show.
It's a little dark.
It's Friday the 13th.
And a lot of teams are feeling that tonight.
For three number ones tonight, it definitely was.
Well, I know in Class 5A and 4A, there were 20 unbeatens left. There are only 13 after tonight, and there's still one pending, so we'll see how bad it gets. We'll take a break. We'll come back with more of the Iowa High School Scoreboard Show every Friday night from 10 to 11:30 and powered by Learfield.
More scores coming up from 5A to 8 player and everything in between on the Iowa High School Scoreboard Show, presented by Bex Hybrids. At Bex, we stand up for the things that matter most. Our faith, our independence, and helping farmers succeed. As the largest family-owned seed company in the U.S., we believe in the integrity of remaining an independent family-owned seed company. Since our founding in 1937, we have continued to produce quality products backed by a quality family of employees and dealers dedicated to serving American farmers. And that's something to be proud of. Bex, founded in faith, forged in America. For more information, visit BexHybrids.com.
Hey Iowa, it's George Kittle, tight end for the San Francisco 49ers and proud former Hawkeye. Life can throw unexpected hits, much like catching a pass over the middle. If you're facing struggles with drug or alcohol use or even mental health challenges, take a time out and call Your Life Iowa. Just like my teammates are there for me, the Your Life Iowa team is there for you. Get 24/7 free resources or find treatment options at yourlifeiowa.org.
A message from Iowa HHS.
What a different world we would live in if we could predict the future. Then we'd be able to see our mistakes before we allowed them to happen. All generations have weathered through one unfortunate choice or another. Some appalling, others thoroughly humbling. Today, we have an obligation to not repeat the blunders of our past. We can't wait for something wrong to happen before we do the right thing. There's too much at stake to just look the other way. Don't text and drive.
Hi, I'm Dr. Shelley Flace with today's tip for kids from the American Academy of Pediatrics. If you own firearms, it's your responsibility to make sure they're always stored safely. Hiding them in a closet or drawer is not enough. Kids know where they are. Research shows the risk of injury and death is lower if guns are stored unloaded and locked up, with the ammunition locked in a separate place. This is important when children are young, as well as when they grow into teenagers. For more, talk with your pediatrician or visit healthychildren.org.
Iowa High School Scoreboard Show, presented by Bex Hybrids, live from the Iowa High School Scoreboard Studio.
Eichert's lined up behind Mansky once again. Receivers either way. Mansky takes the snap. Makes the handoff. Now Alex is going to roll out to his right. Fires deep down the middle. He's got Alley behind the defense. He makes the catch. This is going to be a Bulldog touchdown. Evan Alley to the house. 85 yards.
You got to love our affiliates sending in those actualities, those play-by-play calls. That was Brian Wilson from KLGA in Algona. Thanks for that. Alex Mansky, 85-yard TD pass. Good job.
And that voice you just heard is the executive producer, Joe Millage, along with Wendell Campbell, John Martinson. I'm Tony Atzeni. Every Friday night, 10 to 11:30. We've been through the scores from 5A to Class A player. Thanks to those listening on your total source in Clinton, KROS AM 1340 and 105.9 FM, and in Decorah, on the river, KDEC 94.9 and 99.1 FM. Let's get to the score second time around, and we'll start in 5A, where last night, Sioux City East defeated number 10 out of Class 3A, Bishop Heelan, 26-7. It was Waukee Northwest, 57-13 winners over Des Moines Roosevelt, and Cedar Rapids, Washington, all over Davenport West by the score of 36-6. Moving on in Class 5A tonight, Ankeny gets their first win as they knocked off top-ranked and unbeaten Dowling Catholic 23-16. Waukee stays unbeaten, number 2 ranked over Sioux City North 52-8. Sixth-rated Cedar Falls falls to unbeaten and number 3 ranked Ankeny Centennial as the Jaguars improved to 3-0, 31-14. Ninth-rated Johnston falls to number 4 Valley 34-24. Cedar Rapids Prairie upsets number 5 Southeast Polk, the three-time defending champs, now 1-2 on the year, 30-20. It was seventh-rated Bettendorf, they're still 3-0. They defeated Urbandale 20-7. Eighth-rated Linmar of Marion, likewise unbeaten, 21-7 winners over Cedar Rapids Kennedy. Pleasant Valley rolled over number 10 Iowa City Liberty, handing the Liberty their first loss, 42-28. It was Council Bluffs Abe Lincoln 35, Des Moines East 6. Lincoln falls to Ottumwa. Ottumwa now 3-0, 62-21. Dubuque Hempstead over Senior 16-14. Marshalltown falls to Davenport North, who's now 3-0, 28-14. Also 3-0, Waterloo West, they defeated Davenport Central 28-7. Iowa City City High rolls over Ames 53-14. And Iowa City West, a 56-20 win tonight over Muscatine. In 4A, the top-ranked team, it took overtime. And Lewis Central of Council Bluffs knocked off ADM of Adel 30-27. And the head coach of Lewis Central Council Bluffs, Justin Camrad, joins us on the show. Congratulations, coach. Hey, earning victories, and what a way to test your big game tonight against a very ready ADM team.
Most definitely. And appreciate you having us on. You know, obviously a big win for our program and our kids. And, you know, as we got through these first 3 weeks of the season, you know, these are the tests that we need in order to get better and see what we need to continue to work on and get better at. And, you know, just a credit to our coaches and our kids for playing extremely hard tonight, fighting through some adversity and coming out on top in our home opener.
All right. Talking to Lewis Central head coach Justin Cabrack. Coach John Martinson, congratulations on a hard-fought win for the LC Titans. Tonight, was this a game close all the way, or close to the final score, or how did this play out between the Tigers and Titans?
Yeah, it was obviously a very tightly contested game there, and you know, we got out to a 17-7 lead early in the ball game, and a lot of momentum swings. ADM was able to put on 10 on the board right before halftime, and went into halftime, you know, tied at 17, and really, you know, just a battle defensively back and forth the entire third quarter with no team really getting on the board, and obviously ADM, you know, was able to get on the board on a long run there in the fourth quarter, and thank goodness, you know, our kids responded and were able to get in, you know, to the end zone, you know, with about a two and a half, three minutes left to go in the ball game. And it took a little bit of defensive effort and a little bit of luck, to be honest with you. ADM drove all the way down to about the 20, and they missed the chip shot, you know, at the field goal and allowed us to get the overtime. And we got the field goal in overtime, which is great, and allowed us to know what we needed to do in there, and took us 2 plays to get in the end zone. But I got to give a lot of credit to ADM and Coach Wink over there, who did an unbelievable job giving us the best test that we've needed all year long and really challenge us. And, you know, we were able to respond a little bit, but, you know, just happy to get the victory, especially, you know, for our kids and our seniors.
All right, Coach, congratulations on the win tonight. Hard-fought overtime win over a good ADM Tiger team, and we'll hope we're hearing more good things about LC football the rest of this 2024 season.
Absolutely. Thank you. Go Titans.
All right. Thank you very much. That's Coach Justin Cambrad on the Winner's Circle from Council Bluffs Lewis Central. Coming away for the Steffes Group, the nation's fastest growing auction company. Whether you're interested in buying or selling land or equipment, visit them at steffesgroup.com.
I can say this already for 5A and 4A. It is going to be a dog fight because, I mean, look at, I mean, tonight, and I'm going to give you the scores of 4A. We already see 5A. The three-time defending champs is 1-2. Everybody's just beating each other up every week.
Well, and here's, I think Eastern Iowa especially, the 5A teams, they're sick of seeing these Des Moines teams playing in the dome, taking home the trophies, and that's good. Those Eastern Iowa teams starting to show up. They're tired of getting their teeth kicked in, so it's time for them to start showing up here.
Well, let's finish up in 4A. We're here, a number two team, North Scott of Eldridge, coast to 3-0. They defeated Davenport Assumption 35-0. Number three, Xavier Cedar Rapids, loses to ninth-rated Epworth Weston Dubuque tonight. They lose for the first time, 21-17. Gilbert improves to 3-0. They're from number four ranked, 42-22 over Mason City. Webster City falls to fifth rank, North Polk, 41-8. Decorah remains unbeaten, 28-21 winners over Crestwood to Cresco. Indianola falls to 2-1, but they lose to number, they were number six. Number eight, Pella, defeated them. They're now 3-0, 24-22. It was Ballard of Huxley, 55, Creston, 28. Waverly Shellrock gains their first win over Bondurant Farrar, 20-6. Boone still unbeaten, 56-0 over Des Moines Hoover. Winterset outlasted Carlisle, 28-26. Dennison Schleswig falls to Carroll, 45-3. Number two ranked of Williamsburg in Class 3A. They are now 2-1 with a 47-20 win over 4A Clear Creek Amana. Council Bluffs Jefferson, they are now 3-0 out of Class 5A. They defeated Des Moines North tonight, 53-6. Dallas Center Grinds falls to Fort Dodge, 20-17. It was Harlan out of 3A, 38-22 winners over Glenwood in 4A. Grinnell now 3-0 out of Class 3A, 43-0 winners over 4A Oskaloosa.
First time they've been 3-0 since 2012.
Lamar's 35-2 winners over Boyden Hole Rock Valley. Newton outlasted Norwalk, 29-21. Sergeant Bluff Luton out of 3A, now 3-0, 49-13 winners over Sioux City West. Spencer falls to number 2, Spirit Lake out of 2A, 41-7. And Council Bluffs Thomas Jefferson outguns Storm Lake tonight, 42-38. Those are all the scores from 5A and 4A, second time around as we near the top of the hour, and we'll get set for that. By the way, go ahead, Wendell.
No, I was just going to say, we talked to Justin Cameron from Lewis Central. They had to face ADM twice last year, you know, again in the quarterfinals on their way to a Class 4A state championship.
That's
so
right.
I wouldn't put out that there may be an opportunity for them to play that ADM team again this year.
So this is their third. Last year was their third straight year in the Dome. They've won two state titles. They were in the Dome. The third time was a state runner-up.
We have time, so let's go quickly through. John, let's get second time around. And you set to go. We'll go to Class 3A.
Number one, Clear Lake, 38-0 over Iowa Falls Alden. Third rank, Algona, 34-12 over Esterville Lincoln Central. Number four, Solon, 55-2 over Central DeWitt. Fifth-ranked Independence, 35-8 over Waukon. You've got number seven, Dubuque-Wallert, seventh-ranked, 57-0 over Class 4A Clinton and the River Kings. You've got number nine, Mount Vernon, 2 points better than a WOMAC Conference rival Benton Community, 15-13. Rest of the scores, we've got all the finals now, the rest of 3A. You've got a field goal better for center point Urbana. The Storm and Pointers, 24-21 over Marion. Charles City, 32-8 over Waterloo East. Washington, 34-26 over Fairfield. Keokuk, 45-7 over Burlington. Centerville, 16-6 over Fort Madison. Mount Pleasant, 33-24 over Class 2A Tipton. Knoxville, 36-6 over South Tama, the Trojans. Atlanta goes to 3-0, 21-17 over Greene County. And Perry goes to 2-1. The Blue Jays, 23-6 over Ogden. That's Class 3A.
All right, our number one in the books, 5A to Class 3A, all completed second time around. More coaches' interviews as well as affiliate reports as well. Every Friday night from 10 to 11:30, we are known as the Iowa High School Scoreboard Show. All the scores from all the classes, as always, were powered by Learfield with 30-plus great affiliates across the state to pick us up, including KDSN, The Hive, and Denison. In Des Moines, 102.1 FM and ESPN Radio, AM 1350 KRNT. Esterville, Killerby Country, KILR. Back with more. 30 minutes to go on the scores from 2A to 8 player after this timeout.
The
Attention high school sports fans, are you an armchair official? You know, the parent or fan who constantly yells at the referees and loves to let everyone know just how bad you think they are. Well, if you think you could do better, then get in the game and prove it. It's time for you to suit up and make the calls where they actually count. Every sport in Iowa needs more officials. Sign up today at highschoolofficials.com.
At Bex, we believe that true champions are not just made on the field, but also in the heart. The Bex Player with Heart Scholarship celebrates high school student-athletes who show dedication, teamwork, and leadership, both in sports and in their communities. We're honoring those who go above and beyond, demonstrating passion, perseverance, and a commitment to making a difference. Nominate a high school student-athlete by searching Bex Player with Heart.
Behavior has become normalized at interscholastic athletic events. Some fans seem angry. They lack civility toward one another. Some even get aggressive and unruly. Time out! What is going on? This has to stop. Let's not forget, school sports aren't just about winning. And they're definitely not an excuse to take your frustrations out on the official or the opponent. They're about teaching lessons like perseverance, respect, and empathy, so students can learn and grow as people, not just as players. We all have a role to play in setting a good example for our students and teaching them these important values. So fans, it's time to step up your game and behave positively at interscholastic athletic events in Iowa.
This message presented by the IHSAA and the Iowa High School Athletic Directors Association.
All right, folks, let's get started. Parents, thanks for coming. As many of you know, I'm Coach Mather. Tonight I want to talk about the season, of which I only have one expectation, that everybody gets stronger. When I say get stronger, I'm not referring solely to physical strength. Sure, we'll be in the weight room, we'll be running stairs, but we're also going to focus on developing mental toughness and grit, because those are the characteristics that allow us to achieve greatness both on and off the court. So how do we develop those things? By getting comfortable with a challenge, by cultivating the confidence necessary to overcome adversity in all forms. That's why I coach. That's my purpose. Every member of this team can lean on me, and I'll teach them how they can lean on themselves and each other.
This message presented by the IHSAA and the Iowa High School Athletic Directors Association.
Tony, John, Wendell, they're back with more results from around the great state of Iowa. This is the Iowa High School Scoreboard Show, presented by Bex Hybrids.
And welcome back to the Iowa High School Scoreboard Show. As always, powered by Learfield, with 30-plus affiliates across the state to pick us up each and every Friday night from 10 to 11:30. We'll get you all the scores from all the games from Class 5A to Class A player two times around. We've already been through 5A to 3A twice. We also have some great affiliate reports coming up and coaches' interviews throughout each and every Friday night as we are in Week 3. We'd like to thank those in Forest City on the best mix and more on KIOW-FM, KBKB, Fox Sports, 104.5 FM and AM 1360 in Fort Madison, and in Harlan, Cool Gold 105 FM, KNOD, and finally in Manchester, Eastern Iowa Sports play-by-play leader, KMCH FM, our great affiliates throughout this 2024 Iowa High School Scoreboard Show. We have left off with Class 2A. Let's get to it. He has a whistle. He has the flags. He's the ref, Wendell Campbell.
Tomorrow, he's somewhere on a college football field. Tonight, he's providing law and order to this show. Here's the ref, Wendell Campbell.
Sometimes I feel like maybe I'm not providing enough law and order, but we'll see what happens here tonight. Let's look at Class 2A here tonight, and that's where your number one team, the Van Meter Bulldogs, they get their first loss in what feels like forever. They go down to number six, Humboldt, out of Class 3A tonight. 28-21, Humboldt gets the win tonight. Number four, PCM in Class 2A, they win tonight 30-7 over number eight, Nevada, out of Class 3A. It was Trainer over number five, Clarinda, 20-6. Number Number 7, Northeast Goose Lake over Maquoketa tonight, 39-33. Number 9, Anamosa gets the win tonight, 42-7 over Vinton-Shelsburg. And then number 10, Cherokee welcomed Ridgeview out of Class 1A tonight. We have Neil Cruz there reporting on this one.
A big showdown in Cherokee tonight, and Cherokee prevails over Ridgeview 25-13. Both teams come in 2-0. Homecoming in Cherokee, the Braves get on the board first at 9:28 mark in the first quarter. The first offensive play for the Braves, Blake Lovell goes 47 yards to the right side for a touchdown. Coy Lewis extra point makes it 7-0 Braves. At the 1:56 mark in the first quarter, Coy Lewis kicks a 35-yard field goal to put the Braves up 10-0. The Ridgeview gets on the board in the second quarter first. Jensen 13-yard touchdown pass to Kellen Jensen makes it 10-7 after the extra point. And then just 5 minutes later, Rafe Jensen has a 6-yard touchdown run. The extra point is no good, makes it 13-10 Ridgeview. Cherokee not to be outdone. Just 40 seconds later, Blake Lovell, his second touchdown of the night, goes 66 yards to the house. The Coy Lewis extra point makes it 17-13. And with 5 seconds on the clock in the first half, 25-yard line, Jackson Paulsrud throws a 25-yard touchdown pass to Jake Hurd on an inside slant. The two-point conversion is good from Henry Luger to Christian Vanderbrook, and it makes it 25-13 at halftime Cherokee. And the second half goes scoreless. A defensive slobber knocker in Cherokee in the second half. Cherokee prevails 25-13. The Braves go to 3-0 on the season. The Raptors fall to 2-1. Both teams start district play next week. The Raptors play Hinton. Cherokee travels to Hall to take on Western Christian. 25-13 Cherokee over Ridgeview. Neil Cruz reporting, KCHE Radio in Cherokee, Iowa, for Radio Iowa Scoreboard.
Thanks for that, Neil Cruz. Let's look at the rest of the scores. It was the Battle of Highway 34 tonight as Sheraton went on the road, and they laid it to Albion, the Blue Demons, 35-14. Cascade tonight over Monticello, 20-15. Central Lee and Donaldson defeats Durant tonight, 21-7. The rest of Class 2A tonight. Week 3, Southeast Valley, 20-13 winners over Clarion Goldfield Dows. North Fayette Valley goes to the Mile Wide City and gets the win of Denver tonight, 54-15. Des Moines Christian laid it all over Clark of Osceola tonight, 85-0. The shutout there for Des Moines Christian. Hudson over Jessup, 35-21. My buddy Mitch working that one tonight. Hudson wins it. The Pirates over Jessup, 35-21. Sigourney Kyoto and the Cobras in Class 1A get the win tonight at 2A Mid Prairie Wellman, 21-14. MFL Marmag, 62-20 winners over New Hampshire. It was MOC Floyd Valley, 35-14 winner over Okoboji. See Seidel over Colfax Mingo and the Tiger Hawks, 30-18. We heard from Scott Nolte earlier, and that's where number 4, Emmitsburg from Class 1A, the E-Hawks tonight win 56-14 over Sheldon. Unity Christian over Sioux Center, 28-14 in Northwest Iowa, Class 2A tonight. West Burlington Notre Dame over West Liberty, 27-22. And your final score in Class 2A tonight, Hampton Dumont Cal, 16. West Marshall State Center, 13. Those are all finals in Class 2A.
All right, before we get to 1A, a reminder, everybody, this is still a non-district play for most everybody or non-group play if you're in 5A, but except for Class A and A player, other than a spattering of some non-district games, they have been in district play, but next week, week 4, it gets real across the state, group and district play in full action. Okay, by the way, tonight in 5A, before the night started, I said there was 100 unbeaten teams. 5A lost 4. 4A lost 3. There's 7 in those two classes that are now no longer unbeaten. Let's get to Class 1A. Let's get to John Martinson, right?
Don't quiz him on a team's mascot name. He knows all of them. Here's John Martinson.
Are we going to do the Wheel of Fate tonight?
I think we should play the wheel.
I think we should. Let's spin it and let's see where it lands. Or maybe wheel. Maybe we just start throwing darts at the wall.
Oh, it's a big wheel, too. Colorful, too. Very colorful wheel.
Yeah. All right. The wheel
which color was it coming up on tonight?
It is ending on the school. Van Buren.
Oh, the Warriors.
We listened to that game on the way down.
I know.
I knew that anyway.
It's what the wheel
it's
said.
It's the Warriors.
I can't help what the wheel
man,
says.
The wheel. And they're orange and black. How about that? That's and they're out of Kia Sakwa.
We can't stump
halfway
them.
To
the wheel's
Louis.
A John okay. Martinson fan.
Okay.
Get to the scores.
Class 1A.
Those
are teams in 1A now. Let's go.
Top-ranked OABCIG falling to the number 3 team in 2A, West Lyon, 33-7. And thanks to the comments of Coach Jay Rosenboom earlier tonight from West Lyon. It was number 2, Grundy Center, 40-7 over Pella Christian. Third-ranked Wilton, 38-10.
over Comanche from Class 2A. You've got number 5, Dyke New Hartford, 35-6 over Osage. Also tonight, Mediapolis falling to number 6, Iowa City, Regina, 31-21. 7th ranked South Hardin, 56-7 over Appleton and Parkersburg. Number 6 ranked in 2A, Carroll Kemper Catholic, 41-33 over number 8, AHSTW. You had number 8, Roland Story in South Hamilton in action tonight. KQWC's Quinn Douglas was there, has this report.
Roland Story defeats South Hamilton in the battle for the Hamilton-Story County line for the second year of the row tonight with a final of 56-0 on a night where we honor former South Hamilton Hawk Owen Reno on his life and legacy here for the 2024 grad who was killed tragically in a plane accident last Friday night. As we take a look at how this one unfolded, Sam Knoll started scoring for Roland Story with a quarterback sneak with 8:29 to go in the first quarter to make it 7-0. This was followed by a Ben Mazik 13-yard touchdown run on the follow possession for the Norsemen to make it 14-0. The Norsemen continued to pour on to the total. Sam Knoll with a little touch pass to Esten McGrath with 2:11 to go in the first quarter to from 9 yards out to make it 21-0. The Norsemen then found a way to blow the doors open with a 52-yard punt return for a touchdown from Esten McGrath to start the second quarter to make it 28-0. The Norsemen would get one more touchdown on the board off a 5-yard touchdown run from Ben Mazik to make it 35-0 at the halftime break. Mazik would have one more touchdown early in the third quarter to make it 42-0. Two more garbage time touchdowns by the Norsemen brought the final to 56-0. Ben Mazik had a stellar night in his first varsity start at running back, filling in for the injured Fisting Carlson, running for 112 yards and 3 touchdowns on 12 carries as Roland Story held South Hamilton to just 102 yards of total offense. Roland Story's on the road next week when they take on Carroll Kemper in their 2A District 8 opener. South Hamilton is at home as they open up 1A District 7 with West Central Valley. For the Radio Iowa High School Scoreboard Show, reporting for KQWC, this is Quinn Douglas.
Number 9, Hinton, 47-7 over Akron Westfield. Thank you, Quinn Douglas, for that report. And number 10, Beckman Catholic of Dyersville, falling to Alburnett and the Pirates, 22-14. It was Davis County going to 3-0, 69-6 for the Mustangs over Cardinal of Eldon. Central Springs over Gardner Hayfield Ventura, 20-14. Forest City, 47, Eagle Grove, 14. East Marshall, their best start to a year since 1995 on the embryonic stages of East Marshall at that time, 35-0 over Eddyville, Blakesburg, Fremont. Esac County, 42-0 over Missouri Valley. It was Pleasantville handing Linville Sully their first loss of the year. Trojans, 34-24 over Linville Sully. All their scores, Shenandoah, 55-14 over Nottoway Valley. Sioux Central, 20-10 over Lawton Bronson. Southwest Valley falling to Grandview Christian. The Thunder are now 3-0, 40-22 for Grandview Christian. Underwood 40s, Council Bluffs St. Albert 14. You have Sumner Fredericksburg winning by forfeiture due to Olwine just not able to field the numbers tonight in that game. Also, West Branch, 49-7 over Waterloo Columbus. You have West Central of Stewart falling to Red Oak, 30-22. Central Lion George Little Rock needed overtime to beat West Sioux of Haywarden, 35-29. Hall Western Christian and Pocahontas area in action tonight. Dan Young from KSOU with this report.
From A.R. Hesla Field in Hall, Western Christian rolls to a 35-0 win over Pocahontas area. They open up the game with a nice play, to Sichter's 17-yard touchdown pass to Heemskirk.
From the pistol to Sichter, doubles right, slot right, man at his side, that's Gronewig, pump fakes, fires, caught! Touchdown! A 17-yard touchdown pass to number 23, Kobe Heemskirk.
To Sichter, 4 touchdown passes on the night, and it was Bunda who was picked off 4 times by the Western Christian D. Western Christian 2-1, Pocahontas area 0-3. For Keegan Young, Dan Young from ARS, the Field and Hall for football Friday night.
All right, so Class 1A, we also need I-35 Truro Woodward Granger and also Manson Northwest Western MVA OCOU scores. Those are the only 1A scores we don't have yet tonight.
Tony, can you hand me the dictionary? I need to look up embryonic. When was the last time we used words like that? And we had slobber knocker earlier, too.
It must have been that potato casserole I had.
Yeah, I'm not cognizant of any of this, man. I have no idea. I just give
Simplify.
Up. I'm glad I'm going to the lake tomorrow. We'll take a break. We'll come back with more. Still have A and A player. That means Lesa, John, and I, and a whole lot of Mr. Wendell Campbell coming up right here. Every Friday night from 10 to 11:30, and as always, powered by Learfield.
From 5A all the way to 8 player, we'll be back with more on the Iowa High School Scoreboard Show, brought to you by Bex Hybrid. At Bex, we are and will remain farmers at heart.
At Bex, we stand up for the things that matter most. Our faith, our independence, and helping farmers succeed. As the largest family-owned seed company in the U.S., we believe in the integrity of remaining an independent family-owned seed company. Since our founding in 1937, we have continued to produce quality products backed by a quality family of employees and dealers dedicated to serving American farmers. And that's something to be proud of. Bex, founded in faith, forged in America. For more information, visit BexHybrids.com.
Part-time service in the Army National Guard makes it possible for me to be more for the community I call home. My training helps me at work when I lead by example. The Army National Guard has taught me the value of showing respect to those I come in contact with each day. My service also allows me to be there for my community in ways others can't. I help my hometown recover after nature strikes. My service in the Army National Guard allows me to keep my country and those I care about safe from threats. I also work with a network of professionals that help me succeed and accomplish the mission. Plus, the Army National Guard education benefits make getting a higher education a reality. Being an Army National Guard soldier makes living and serving in my community more rewarding every day. Learn how you, too, can live and serve part-time close to home by visiting NationalGuard.com.
Sponsored by the Iowa Army National Guard. Aired by the Iowa Broadcasters Association and this station.
We are the NFHS. That stands for the National Federation of State High School Associations. But really, what we stand for, together with the IHSAA, are the 81,000 male high school sports students in Iowa. And so we stand. We stand for the runners, soccer, and basketball players. We stand for their coaches, administrators, and officials. We stand for the swimmers, football players, and wrestlers. We stand for the golfers, softball, and volleyball players. We stand as the national leader and advocate for high school athletics and all who participate in them and make them possible. Because it is our purpose to ensure that high school students get to play, perform, and compete together. To learn more about who we are and what we stand for, visit nfhs.org.
Highlights, scores, interviews, and more. Now back to the Iowa High School Scoreboard Show, presented by Bex Hybrids.
Every Friday night from 10 to 11:30, along with Wendell Campbell, John Martinson, I'm Tony Anseni, Joe Millage, our executive producer. Thanks to Kevin Cunningham with the score input every Friday night. We've went through 5A to Class 1A twice around. We are moving to Class A and A player to finish up. Here's Wendell Campbell.
And let's start in District 1, and that's where Steve Cutler tonight was in Sibley Ochedon as they took on South O'Brien. Let's get this report from Steve.
South O'Brien hosting Sibley Ochedon tonight in Class A District 1 play. And it was big plays on both sides for these two teams in the first half. And that included for the Generals of Sibley Ochedon, a 46-yard run and a 22-yard touchdown run by quarterback Kane Julius, along with a 72-yard pass to Dawson Krakus. And for South O'Brien, a 50-yard touchdown pass of their own as Brady Riedemann hit Derek Paulson. And as we headed into halftime, it was 21-19 Sibley Ochedon. And that included also back-to-back kickoff returns for touchdowns, a 65-yarder by South O'Brien, followed by a 75-yarder by Sibley Ochedon. But only one scoring drive for each team in the second half, a touchdown for the Generals, a field goal for South O'Brien that cut it to a six-point game. But the Generals would overcome a late fumble and hold on for the 28-22 victory to improve to 2-1 on the season and 2-0 in district play, South O'Brien falling to 0-3. For the Iowa High School Scoreboard Show, I'm Matt Groenwald on Big Country 107.7.
Thanks, Steve, for that update in District 1. The rest of District 1 here in Class A, MMCRU, big over Hartley, Melvin, Sanborn, 44-0, and Galen Catholic, 35-6 winners over Alta Aurelia. Moving to District 2, that's where West Hancock, they went to 3-0 on the season by defeating number 5, St. Ansgar, 21-20. Number 3, West Hancock gets the win there. Newman Catholic over Lake Mills, 30-14, and North Butler over West Fork, 36-14. District 3 saw number 7, Nashville Plainfield over BCLUW, 41-20. North Tama over AGU. GWSR 38-9, and Wapsie Valley 35-14 winners over South Winneshiek tonight. District 4, that's where number 8 Starmont, they are shut out tonight by Northland Troy Mills. Northland moves to 3-0 with a 14-0 win there this evening in District 4. Clayton Ridge over Postville 34-20. Maquoketa Valley shuts out East Buchanan 40-0, and Bellevue rolls big over North Cedar 48-6. District 5 saw number 4 Lisbon move to 3-0, 49-6 winners over Columbus Community. Number 10, the Pekin Panthers moved to 3-0, 54-10 over Danville. Wapello over Loiza Muscatine, 38-0, and Highland shuts out Van Buren County and the Warriors, right?
Yes.
Yeah. 13-0 for Highland tonight in District 5. District 6, that's where number 6 Madrid wins big tonight over Mount Air and the Raiders, 28-6. Pleasantville defeated Linville Sully tonight. We had that win in Class 1A. Wayne of Corden over Martinsdale St. Mary's, 44-8. North Mahaska rolls big over Central Decatur of Leon, 69-16. District 7 in Class A saw ACGC go to 3-0, 42-11 over Panorama. ICAM Manning, 40-18 winners over Earlham here this evening. And Riverside Oakland over South Central Calhoun, 34-21. Finally, in District 8, and that's where you'll find your number one team in Class A, Woodbury Central. They win a big tonight over Logan Magnolia, 47-14. They move to 3-0. Westwood Sloan over Kingsley Pearson, 35-14. And Tri-Center Neola, 56-6 over West Monona. Those are all finals in Class A. And we're going to move over to 8-player. Let's take a look at 8-player. Get there here real quick. Get to that scoreboard. District 1, that's where a non-district action there. Number 4, Remsen St. Mary's moves to 3-0, 49-8 over Westman Mallard. Bouyer Valley big over West Harrison Mondamin, 53-0. Woodbine rolls over Newell Fonda, 72-6. And Arweva and the Rockets, they rocket past Siouxland Christian, 42-0 in District 1. District 2 saw number 1 Bishop Garrigan move to 3-0 in the season, 56-7. The other game in District 2 that we have tonight, Harris Lake Park in Northwood Kensett, and Q102's Tim Peterson was there this evening.
South O'Brien hosting Siblio Cheatin tonight in Class A District 1 play. And it was big plays on both sides for these two teams in the first half. And that included for the Generals of Siblio Cheatin, a 46-yard run and a 22-yard touchdown run by quarterback Kane Julius, along with a 72-yard pass to Dawson Krakus. And for South O'Brien, a 50-yard touchdown pass of their own as Brady Riedemann hit Derek Paulson. And as we headed into halftime, it was 21-19, Siblio Cheatin. And that included also back-to-back kickoff returns for touchdowns, a 65-yarder by South O'Brien, followed by a 75-yarder by Siblio Cheatin. But only one scoring drive for each team in the second half, a touchdown for the Generals, a field goal for South O'Brien that cut it to a 6-point game. But the Generals would overcome a late fumble and hold on for the 28-22 victory to improve to 2-1 on the season and 2-0 in district play. South O'Brien falling to 0-3. For the Iowa High School Scoreboard Show, I'm Matt Groenwald on Big Country 107.7.
Thanks for that update and report there. Let's move to District 3, and that's where Thursday night Don Bosco defeated Riceville 55-7. Central Cater tonight in non-district play over Tripola 58-31. It was Turkey Valley rolling over West Central 60-0, and Key Lansing rolling over Waterloo Christian 57-0. District 4, we heard from K-Way's Taylor Nitz earlier as he had Janesville over Clarksville in the Battle of the Villes. Tonight, Janesville moves to 3-0, 64-12, and Gladbrook Rhinebeck and the Running Rebels, they roll over Meskwaki Settlement 88-0. Moving to District 5, this was a non-district game, and Calamus Wheatland, 1 point better than HLV Tri-County, 51-50. Edgewood Colesburg over Central City, 52-50. And Lone Tree won tonight by only scoring 50, but they beat Midland Wyoming 50-40. District 6 saw Wake of Wayland, 40-24 winners over Winfield Mount Union. Winfield was your number 8 team going into this week. They get their first loss of the season there. District 7 saw non-district play Murray over Twin Cedars Bussey, 52-20. Montezuma and the Braves, 86-0 shutout of Melcher Dallas, and the Plainsmen of Belle Plaine moved to 3-0 with a 52-13 winner over the Mohawks of Moravia. District 8, where was your matchup of the night, and Class 8 player saw number 2 Bedford going on the road to number 3 Lenox, and Lenox got all they wanted tonight of Bedford, winning it tonight 42-14.
That's a two schools separated by just a few miles down in way southwest Iowa.
Potentially probably setting up another playoff match as we get into this season here. Lamoni tonight, big over Mormon Trail, 60 64- 4-8 in District 9. Saw Audubon and the Wheelers rolling all over Exira, Elkhorn, Kimbleton, 72-0. Collins Maxwell over Coon Rapids Baird, 28-20. Glenn Ralston, 34-30. Winners over the Royals of Colonesco. Finally, in District 10, that's where number 10, Cama Vanita, the Cougars, right?
Yes.
Yeah, the Cougars over East Mills, 66-24. Sydney over Griswold, 44-24. And Fremont Mills Tabor goes on the road to Stanton and wins tonight, 60-22. Those are all the finals for Class 8 player tonight.
And that's where Bud Legg's from, Anita.
Anita, there you go, yeah.
I knew yep. As soon as you said Cam, I said, that's it.
But what did he have for breakfast this morning? I
don't know. Scrambled eggs, I hope.
No. Yeah. No, I sitting there going, man, I couldn't remember. We'll take a break. We'll close this hour up.
Put a bow on the show.
Week number 3 will be in the books. We've gotten all the scores 2 times around. And we'll get set for week 4. We're all the group playing 5A. And everybody from 4A to 8 player will be full-blown into district action, except for a spattering of some non-district games. We'll take a break and finish up tonight's Iowa High School Scoreboard Show. And we're powered by Learfield.
Scores are coming in like hotcakes. More outcomes next on the Iowa High School Scoreboard Show, presented by Beck's Hybrids.
At Beck's, we stand up for the things that matter most. Our faith, our independence, and helping farmers succeed. As the largest family-owned seed company in the U.S., we believe in the integrity of remaining an independent family-owned seed company. Since our founding in 1937, we have continued to produce quality products backed by a quality family of employees and dealers dedicated to serving American farmers. And that's something to be proud of. Beck's, founded in faith, forged in America. For more information, visit beckshybrids.com.
Hey Iowa, it's George Kittle, tight end for the San Francisco 49ers and proud former Hawkeye. Life can throw unexpected hits, much like catching a pass over the middle. If you're facing struggles with drug or alcohol use, or even mental health challenges, take a time out and call Your Life Iowa. Just like my teammates are there for me, the Your Life Iowa team is there for you. Get 24/7 free resources or find treatment options at yourlifeiowa.org.
A message from Iowa HHS.
Hi, I'm Dr. Anita Chandra with today's tip for kids from the American Academy of Pediatrics. Helmets are important for every bike ride, no matter how short. Did you know helmets are also important to wear when skateboarding, inline skating, or riding a scooter? A helmet can protect against a skull fracture or other facial injuries. Look for a helmet that fits correctly and that's certified for safety. Make sure you and your child wear a helmet every time. For more, visit healthychildren.org or talk with your pediatrician.
Have you noticed bad behavior has become normalized at interscholastic athletic events? Some fans seem angry. They lack civility toward one another. Some even get aggressive and unruly. Time out! What is going on? This has to stop. Let's not forget, school sports aren't just about winning. And they're definitely not an excuse to take your frustrations out on the official or the opponent. They're about teaching lessons like perseverance, respect, and empathy, so students can learn and grow as people, not just as players. We all have a role to play in setting a good example for our students and teaching them these important values. So fans, it's time to step up your game and behave positively at interscholastic athletic events in Iowa.
This message presented by the IHSAA and the Iowa High School Athletic Directors Association.
What a different world we would live in if we could predict the future. Then we'd be able to see our mistakes before we allowed them to happen. All generations have weathered through one unfortunate choice or another. Some appalling, others thoroughly humbling. Today, we have an obligation to not repeat the blunders of our past. We can't wait for something wrong to happen before we do the right thing. There's too much at stake to just look the other way. Don't text and drive.
From Radio Iowa, it's the Iowa High School Scoreboard Show, brought to you by Beck's Hybrids. At Beck's, we are and will remain farmers at heart. Now back to the studio.
All right. tonight, along with Wendell Campbell, John Martinson, I'm Tony Azzini. Joe Milledge, our executive producer. Again, we come to you every Friday night from 10 to 11:30 with the scores from 5A to Class A player two times around. Great affiliate reports. We thank those affiliates tonight for all their reports and, of course, our coaches' hotline and our coaches' interview. I have one more affiliate report to get to. It's out of eight player. Bishop Garrigan, KLGA, Tyler Lance has the call.
I'm Tyler Lance reporting for Hometown Radio KLGA and at the Iowa High School Scoreboard Show. The defending Class 8 player state champion Bishop Garrigan Golden Bears continued District 2 play tonight, looking to start their season a perfect 3-0, and they would do just that, defeating North Iowa 56-7 in their first road trip of the season. The Golden Bears scored early and often, taking a 28-0 lead by the end of the first quarter and a 43-0 lead by halftime, also spreading the wealth around as seven different Golden Bears scored a touchdown by the end of the game. The key for the night, though, was a ferocious pass rush as Bishop Garrigan got multi-sack games from Keaton Helseth, Ethan Marceau, and Matt Besh, and holding the Bison about an offensive touchdown until the fourth quarter. Bishop Garrigan's now 3-0 overall as North Iowa falls to 0-3. Golden Bears continue district play next week, visiting Norfolk Kensett. North Iowa takes on Rockford. For Hometown Radio KLGA and at the Iowa High School Scoreboard Show, I'm Tyler Lance reporting.
All right, thank you, Tyler. Again, next week, folks, week number four of the Iowa High School football season, every class will be in group in 5A and district play in 4A to Class A player. There'll be some non-district games mixed in there because of the scheduling imbalances, but next week it'll be for real as far as district action. John, you have some big games you want to keep a highlight on?
We got to do some homework on Ottumwa. When the last time they started 4-0? Probably sometime in the Tom Kopatich era. I went back to 04. I couldn't find a 4-0 start. Although he had some 7-8 win teams, did the legendary coach from Ottumwa. They're at Oskaloosa. So that's a great rivalry game. Also in 5A next week, you've got Centennial hosting Southeast Polk. Ooh, buddy. 4A, Humboldt coming off that win over Van Meter. They will be hosting North Polk. Western Dubuque is at North Scott. That's a good battle of 3-0 teams. And Pella will look to go to 4-0. And Xavier, it's at Xavier. They're coming off that loss to Western Dubuque. Coach Dwayne Schulte will have those Saints ready to go against the Dutch. Class 3A, great backyard battle. Mount Vernon at Solon. Always a great battle between the Mustangs and the Spartans. Class 2A, Jessup lost for the first time. They'll be ready. Prairie City Monroe's coming to town, and they are the team to beat in 2A. Class 1A, East Marshall at Grundy Center. Eight-player Bell Plain and BGM are 3-0 teams.
All right, thanks to everybody listening. Next Friday, 10 to 11:30 for John Martinson. For Wendell Campbell, I'm Tony Azzini. For Executive Producer Joe Milledge, good night, everybody. Enjoy the weekend.
In the Iowa High School Scoreboard Show with Tony Azzini, John Martinson, and the ref, Wendell Campbell. Presented by Bex Hybrid, a joint production of Learfield and Waveguide Communications. Tune in next week for another exciting night under the lights in the great state of Iowa. Attention high school sports fans, are you an armchair official? You know, the parent or fan who constantly yells at the referees and loves to let everyone know just how bad you think they are. Well, if you think you could do better, then get in the game and prove it. It's time for you to suit up and make the calls where they actually count. Every sport in Iowa needs more officials. Sign up today at highschoolofficials.com.
Why are interscholastic sports called the last classroom of the day? Because they teach students important life lessons like teamwork, accountability, and perseverance. School sports are so much more than a game. They're about developing the whole person. That's why they're an essential part of every student's education.
Encourage your student to participate in the last classroom of the day. Interscholastic sports in Iowa. This message presented by the IHSAA and the Iowa High School Athletic Directors Association.